off on the wing to Cantor. Lefty dribble goes up left side off glass. Joel with the paint left side. Off the Cantor. Comes into the paint. Counts it off to Aton. Shot fake into the lane. Spins around and throws up a floater for 2 points. Shot by Chemerinsky. Comes down into the front court. Off topic goes Cherry for three. He'll knock it down. Devin Cherry. His third three of the game. And here come the big red. Catching it left block. Kajun put it on the deck. Turn around. Shoots and misses. But there's Miller. To score in from the right and put it home.
Time for the start of the Big Red Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Cornell basketball, Barry Leonard.
And we welcome you to one of the great venues in college basketball, the Palestra in Philadelphia. This, of course, is Cornell Big Red Basketball 2013. Tonight, it's the opening matchup between the Red and the Pennsylvania Quakers, the 217th all-time meeting on the basketball floor. This evening's broadcast of Cornell Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3 FM is brought to you each and every game by our presenting sponsors. The Tompkins Trust Company, locally focused, a world of possibilities, by Time Warner Cable, featuring their all-the-best triple play option, and by Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. And a good Saturday evening, everybody, from cold and windy Philadelphia. Barry Leonard, again, our radio dial, of course, is Hits 103.3. The Big Red closing out its third consecutive Ivy League road game here at the historic Palestra versus Penn, the home club with a very tough four-point win. Picked up their first Ivy League victory of the young season for them last night against Columbia. More on that shortly. But some 24 hours ago, just about an hour up the road at the Jadwin Gym in Princeton, New Jersey, the Reds took on the preseason Ivy pick Princeton. And after an early 8-8 deadlock, Cornell went on a roll. Extra pass goes up top to Brace. Left side it goes. Barrett stops, pops hard off the back. Arno, 3-point shot, rebound Cantor. Here comes Cornell on the break, led by Jalal. Coming left, bounce it right. Selfo saved it off to Kressler. Shot faking on the arc to Selfo. Left side it goes. Vigini strokes a three. Oh, Josh Vigini continues his torrid shooting. 15-8 Cornell. Vigini again. And a marksman from the outside. Brace will bring it down right side of the floor off to Wilson, harassed by Miller, who takes the ball away. The steal by Miller, gliding into the front court, floats up a right side layup, Sean Miller. 17-8 Cornell. This is an explosion for the Big Red. After an 8-8 tie, Cornell now has rolled off 9 consecutive points. A 9-0 Cornell. But the Tigers, they hung tough as they would at home. They ended the half with a 9-2 burst of their own. Led 35-30 after 20 minutes. Gradually extended the advantage in the second session. They shot 61% over that time frame en route to a relatively easy 76-59 victory. It's third consecutive over Cornell down in New Jersey for the game. Princeton shot 52% to Cornell's 41. They out-rebounded the Reds 33-30, forced 14 Cornell turnovers, and got 22 points apiece from Ian Hummer and Denton Kuhn to improve to 2-0 in Ivy League play. Cornell also with 2 in double digits. The senior forward off the bench, Josh Vigini, another strong effort. 13 points, while the sophomore forward, Sean Miller, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, 3 steals. But in the end, Cornell's 4-game road winning streak comes to a halt. They're now at 9-11 overall, 1-2 in Ivy League play, and look for a split of the weekend here in Philadelphia against the Penn team, which has stated notched its first league win last night, 62-58 over Columbia, as their junior guard Miles Cartwright scored the final 8 points of the contest, including a jumper with 30 seconds left. It broke a 56-all tie. He would then add 4 free throws in the final 14 seconds to ice the win. Cartwright with a season-high 22, while the emerging freshman big man Darian Nelson Henry, 11 points and 4 block shots. And the winningest program in Ivy League history, and they're number 11 all-time in Division I, but they're struggling this year at just 4 up and 15 down. They swept Cornell last season, including a 3-point 58-55 victory right here at the Palestra. We'll set the Ivy standings for you a little bit later on in our pregame show, but as always, up next, my chat with Cornell third-year men's basketball coach Bill Courtney. It's brought to you each game by the Tompkins Trust Company, locally focused, a world of possibilities. So we'll take our first break, come back with the coach, followed by the scouting report. We'll take a look at the scores, give you the Ivy standings, and set you up for tonight's contest, the Red and the Quakers. Our pregame continues on Hits 103.3.
Dark chocolate.
Honey, I have a dark secret to tell you.
You love Dunkin' Donuts dark chocolate mocha lattes, too.
How did you know?
I can see it in your eyes. And the empty cups in our cup holder.
Deepen your love for chocolate with Dunkin's dark chocolate mocha coffees and lattes. Indulge in the darker side of chocolate today. America runs on Dunkin'. Naturally and artificially flavored. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Wise man, what's the secret to finding love?
The key to finding love is giving love to others.
So you're saying I should buy Dunkin's new brownie batter donuts for all my friends?
You are wise, young Grasshopper.
It feels good to give. Share the love with Dunkin's Cupid's Choice and new brownie batter donuts. Pick up a dozen of your choice today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
With 81 stores since 1981, the Q's is a Dunkin' Donuts town. Celebrate with an 81-cent small hot coffee beginning January 1st. Syracuse runs on Dunkin'.
Happy throwback! Matt O'Glynn! Give the cat a sip! Cut yourself some slack! Real sugar soda back!
When Pepsi throwback comes along,
you must drink it! And then we change your song, because we drank it! Go see we are wrong, if you drink it!
Now drink it! In your mouth! Shake it out! Get a rush, go retro, do the robot, try to resist it, it's not too late, to drink it good.
When Pepsi throwback comes along, you must drink it, and then we change the song, because we drink it, you'll see we aren't wrong, if you drink it, that's bullshit.
That was Drink It by Devo, brought to you by Pepsi Throwback, a real sugar blast from the past.
Your money is stretched in so many directions. Investing for your future may not be a big slice of the pie right now. That's where Wells Fargo Advisors can help. Our financial advisors take a look at all of your assets, the whole picture, no matter where your money is invested. We'll design a plan to help get you to and through retirement. Wells Fargo Advisors. With you when you need a financial advisor, fully invested in you.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC. Member SIPC.
Listening
to the Cornell Basketball Pregame Show on Hits
103.3.
Now, back to Barry Leonard with Big Red Basketball Coach Bill Courtney.
Coach Bill Courtney, your third consecutive Ivy League Road game tonight here at the historic Palestra. We'll talk about the venue and Penn in just a couple of minutes, but let's go back to Friday night. You got off to a terrific start. You had a 9-0 run to build yourself a 9-point lead. They got it ahead at 5 at the half, and then in the second half, again, it was an uphill battle. They shot the ball terrific in the second half, and you end up losing to a, you know, a good Princeton team, I think.
No, they're a very good team, and you have to play well to beat them. In the first half, in particular the first 15 minutes, we executed our game plan pretty well, sped them up a little bit. Once they got comfortable with the speed of the game, we were able to run their offense. They really hurt us on post-ups and cuts, and you know, something that we worked on, we just kind of, you know, fell apart a little bit in the second half when we got behind and went through a little scoring drought, and giving them a lot of credit. Ian Armour didn't go and play terrific ball games.
Conversely, you know, you look at your team, again, with your rotation. We talked about this on the postgame show. You know, guys usually, when they hit their senior year, hit their stride, come play hard down the stretch. Josh Virginia, again, came off the bench, got you 13 points.
Well, hopefully he's established some consistency as a senior. You know, that's the biggest part. You want to know what to expect from guys, and he's done great the last couple games. You know, we're hoping to get some other guys up to playing at the level he's playing at right now.
Turnovers. You had 14 in the game, and it seems sometimes some of them were not so much with Princeton force, but sometimes you didn't take care of the ball well. And again, you came on the post game and said that you guys have to take care of the ball, whether it's transition from defense to offense or in your half court sets.
Well, we understand that that's been an issue for us all year, and you know, we continue to stress it. And you know, again, like you said, a lot of it's sloppy passing and unforced errors. And you know, I don't think Princeton forced any of them. I think we just, you know, got to do a better job to take care of the basketball.
Let's turn our attention to Penn. Start off with, you know, with the venue. You know, I've talked to coaches who've been here before you, and they said, you know, regardless, win or lose, you play in a venue like the Palestra. You know, it's great for the coaching staff, great for the players. I think players get pumped up to play in a venue like the Palestra.
I don't think it's a good one you lose, Barry. But, no, it's an obviously historic basketball arena. And it's a great venue to play college basketball games. And I know our guys, and especially the coaches, the older guys, really appreciate having an opportunity to play here and, you know, hopefully come out there with a win.
Penn was just 4 wins on their docket, but again, when you get to the second season in the league, they're looking at themselves now. They're 1-1. They gutted out a very tough win over Columbia last night.
Penn's a good ball club. They're a little young, but they've played an incredible schedule. They've played everybody close, and, you know, so I think their record is a little misleading in the kind of talent they have. I think they're a good ball club, and we know they're going to play hard, and, you know, we have to be ready to go against those guys tonight.
The expression goes, the straw that stirs the drink, certainly is Miles Cartwright, 22 last night, and he's the unquestioned leader on the floor for them right now.
Definitely. He's such an aggressive player, whether it be in transition, attacking, shooting jump shots, or trying to get to the basket. He's a guy that we really have to key on and keep in front of us and make sure we do a great job of making everything he does difficult.
A lot of good freshman guards entering the league this year, but the best big right now has got to be Darian Nelson Henry. He's got a string right now of 6 consecutive double-figure games for them.
Well, he's really coming along. You can see his development throughout the season, you know, and at his size, he presents, you know, such difficult matches because he's so big and strong, and, you know, he's continuing to get better. So, you know, we got to do a great job of making sure we limit his post touches and making things difficult for him around the basket.
At the same time, coming back after missing 8 games with mono, Fran Dougherty, prior to the mono, he was among the league leaders in rebounding and scoring.
Yeah, he was having a terrific year, and now he's working his way back into shape, and obviously he's a huge bonus for those guys to have. We didn't know if he was going to play this weekend, but obviously he's back. I know he's taking it back a little bit slowly, but he's a guy that we definitely got to be ready to guard.
Let's break it down for our listeners as we always do, starting with Big Red offense.
Well, we have to keep, we have to push the basketball first of all. We have to try to get in transition and take advantage of opportunities and try to get the ball around the basket for layups. Then we have to make sure we set screens and use screens. I think that's going to be very important for us tonight. Execute our offense very well, share the basketball. Those will be huge keys on offense.
Like yourself, they push and run. So defensively, you're going to have to get back too, because as you said, there's going to be very little walking the ball up the floor, I think, tonight.
Yeah, that's the biggest key for us, is make sure we get back in transition and then be ready to keep the ball in front of us and be ready to help each other. That's going to be huge, not letting them get paint touches, keeping them out of the lane with difficult penetration, I think, is the biggest part of the game for us.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Greg.
There you have it, as always, the thoughts of the very glib third-year men's basketball coach, Bill Courtney. Overall record now, on the ball still of 31 up, 45 down, 14-17 in Ivy League play. He became the fifth Robert A. Gallagher Class of 44 coach of Cornell men's basketball way back, seems like a while ago, April 23rd, 2010, in our chat each and every pregame show. Is brought to you by the Tompkins Trust Company, locally focused, a world of possibilities. Let's give you the scores from last night and set the scene for this weekend. Right now there are still 2 undefeated teams within Ivy League conference play, Harvard and Princeton. Princeton, of course, the game you heard here on Hits, top the Reds 76-59, and then Harvard had a large lead against Yale at the Levides Pavilion, but the Bulldogs came roaring back. Ended up 3 points short at 67-64, and Brown, who will take on Harvard tonight, what is one of the more intriguing, if not the most intriguing game on paper this evening. They held off Dartmouth 62-50, and of course Penn with the 4-point win over Columbia. So looking at the league standings now, heading into the first full Saturday night of Ivy League play, you've got Harvard at 11-6 overall, 3-0 in the league. Princeton with the win last night, now 9-7. They are 2-0 in H&A play. Brown up to 8-9 with their victory, and they're 2-1 in the league. And again, they'll go head-to-head with Harvard tonight. Penn at 4-15. They're 1-1 in the league with the Columbia victory. Then you've got Columbia, Cornell, and Yale, all at 1-2. One more loss would be critical for all 3 of these clubs. And then Dartmouth, who has just struggled even with the addition of Paul Cormier as their coach 2 years ago. They are at 0-3 in the league. So the matchups tonight already referenced. Brown tipping off at Harvard. These are all 7 o'clock matchups, with the exception of Columbia-Princeton, which is just about 45 minutes old. Of course, there at the Palestra, Cornell, and Penn, and then the game of particular interest. They're all of interest, but certainly this is very intriguing on paper tonight, the Brown-Harvard matchup. And again, we will keep you abreast of the scores throughout this broadcast. Up next on the Big Red Radio pregame show, our scouting report. Tonight on the Penn Quakers with Cornell assistant basketball coach Mike Blaine. It is brought to you by Kinko Medical Center at Ithaca. Serving Ithaca and the greater Finger Lakes region with comprehensive state-of-the-art quality health care services for the entire family, Kinko Medical Center at Ithaca. Let's take another break. Come back with the scouting report. More on these clubs, and we're just a couple minutes away from the lineups and the tip-off here at the Palestra. The Red of the Quakers on Hits 103.3.
Welcome to this Community Medical Minute, brought to you by Cayuga Medical Center and Cayuga Area Physicians Alliance, keeping patients at the center of everything they do.
I'm Dr. Marty Stallone, Medical Director of the CMA Hospitalist Service at Cayuga Medical Center. A hospitalist is a physician who specializes in treating patients with medical conditions that require treatment in a hospital setting. We orchestrate all aspects of the delivery of hospital care, and we work with a full range of medical and surgical subspecialists to meet each and every patient's individual needs. Our team is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and can respond to the bedside within minutes if an urgent need arises. Our hospitalists communicate often with your primary care doctor during the hospital stay and at discharge to make sure the transitions of care both into and out of the hospital are seamless. While no one wants to be in the hospital, if you do need to be admitted, take comfort in knowing there is a capable and caring team of doctors ready to help you along your journey to better health.
The Community Medical Minute has been brought to you by Cayuga Medical Center, where the center is you, and Cayuga Area Physicians Alliance. Online at CayugaMed.org.
What's up?
A conundrum, a dilemma, a quandary.
Step away from the thesaurus. I'm here to help.
Well, I can't decide whether to get two McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for $3,
uh-huh,
or get one sandwich and any size premium roast coffee or soft drink for $3.
How about spend $6 and uh-huh, get me a sausage McMuffin with egg and coffee?
Sounds more like you're here to help you.
It's the simple joy of sharing.
At participating McDonald's, limited time offer price of single item posted on menu board. Many restaurants open at 5 a.m.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for $1 right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just $1.
Wow. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours, prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss the next big play, point, or goal. Call Rogan's Corner. They deliver everything in the store to your door. Pizza, wings, snacks, beverages, and more. Rogan's Corner. They're in your corner to make your next party epic.
This is the Cornell Basketball Pregame Show on the home of Big Red Basketball. It's 103.3. It's time for the scouting report. A close-up look at today's Big Red opponent. Once again, here's Barry Lennon.
This is our Cornell Big Red Scouting Report for tonight's contest here at the historic Palestra, Cornell and the Penn Quakers, second night of the Ivy weekend for the Big Red. Speaking with Cornell assistant basketball coach Mike Blaine, he's looked at tons of film on Penn, just 4-15 on the season, but more importantly, they're now 1-1 in the league, coach. Gutted out a 4-point win over Columbia as Miles Cartwright led the charge down the stretch with the final 8 points.
Yeah, definitely had a great, great Friday night battle here last night against Columbia. Obviously, we know Columbia's a very, very good team, and so that's a great win for those guys to start their weekend at home. So we're going to have to be at our best to come in here and get a win tonight.
Interesting. While you have six seniors listed on your roster, Columbia with several of their own, Penn's one of just four teams in Division I without a single senior on the roster.
Yeah, they're a very, very young team. Got a lot of guys stepping up into new roles. Obviously graduated a tremendous senior class last year, so that certainly creates a bit of a void, but their young players have really stepped up and done a great job in filling in and getting a lot of game experience very early on in their careers.
Let's go back to the junior guard, Miles Cartwright. He's been a double-figure scorer throughout his career, had 22 last night, and just seems to make big shots for them when they need it.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that can attack, and he's very creative with the ball in his hands, employs a lot of fakes and gets to the basket, does some good things. Obviously not afraid to step up and pull a three or knock down a big shot, so he's a guy we've got to stay connected to, stay in front of, and as much as possible stay on the floor against, force him to shoot overhand.
They're expected to start two other guards, Jamal Lewis, a freshman, had a 16-point game against Wagner, but not one of their, you know, go-to guys. He's more of a kid that's just going to blend in, I think.
Yeah, he's very, very smart, very savvy, especially for a freshman to be starting at the point guard position. He's done well, especially in certain stretches. But he's a guy that's a little bit more of a game manager, can knock down a wide-open three with time and space, and capable of driving to the basket if you have a sloppy closeout. But we're going to try to get them into their offense and get the ball in the proper scorer's hands, try to get his assist game up.
Steve Renard, a junior, projected to be the other guard. Career-high 5 rebounds last night. Another kid that, for lack of a better word, just blends into what they do.
Yeah, he does a great job spacing the floor, playing with other talented players in front of him, and he's a guy that can absolutely drill it from the outside. We've got to make sure we're mindful of where he is. I've got hands up on every single one of his catches, and hopefully chase him off that three-point line, make him put the ball on the floor a little bit.
We had this discussion earlier on the trip. Henry Brooks, bit of an enigma. 6'8", 4 man as a sophomore, can be spectacular, and then goes long stretches where he just appears.
Yeah, he's definitely got some offensive firepower to his game. Does a great job knocking down the 16, 17 foot jump shot right inside the three-point arc. Active, good rebounder around the rim and can post a little bit. He's a guy that plays very, very aggressive, so sometimes his limited productivity is due to foul trouble and gets him off the floor a little bit, but we've got to make sure against him that we don't give him those clean looks at the top of the key in that 17 foot range and make him put the ball on the floor a little bit.
And in a league where it seems most of the freshmen that are making impacts are in the backcourt, the one big kid that certainly has exploded is Darian Nelson-Henry. He's got 6 consecutive double-figure efforts right now, and he blocked 4 shots last night.
Yeah, obviously he's a young guy that's really, really coming into his own. Probably one of the few benefits, I'd say, that Penn would say of having Fran Doherty out for an extended period with the mononucleosis is that Nelson-Henry's been able to step in and get some probably a lot more minutes in his freshman year than he would have expected otherwise playing behind him. So he's a guy that's really kind of grown into his own the last month or so. Obviously very, very big, incredibly physical, does a great job sealing off and creating space to lay the ball in. He's a guy that can score with either hand around the basket, so it's imperative for us to do our work early, use our quickness, get around him, front him as much as possible, and not let him bury us underneath.
You referenced Fran Doherty, a junior, 31-point outing earlier this year before the mononucleosis, and prior to the illness, he was the top statistical rebounder in the league and was averaging 15 points a game.
Yeah, he's an incredibly skilled post player. Can, again, very similar to Nelson Henry, put the ball on the floor and use either hand around the basket. Can knock down the three. He's a guy that can just score in a lot of ways, and for a guy at 6'8", 6'9", that's capable of doing that, he's a tremendously tough matchup. So when he comes into the game, we got to know that he's done a great job this season, and we've got to be aware of where he is at all times.
Their coach, as you're aware of, Jerome Allen, one of the great players in Penn history, a member of 3 Ivy title teams that went undefeated all 3 years. Offensive-minded coach, and from showing the film to the club, you feel you can have an advantage. You can beat them down the floor on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they do a lot of different things offensively, and so it's going to be key for us. Not so much, we told our guys, especially with the short one-day turnaround, it's hard to get a whole lot of their schemes drilled, but we're going to rely on our basic defensive principles, getting 5 guys on one side of the floor, and the basic things we start up with day one in October when we first bring the guys together as a team. But different coaches emphasize different things, and Coach Allen has got a lot of different offensive schemes, a lot of different sets, and that's a lot of different things out of his backcourt. And so they don't always necessarily do the greatest job in transition because they're spending so much effort on the offensive end. So I think that's an opportunity. If we can rebound the ball cleanly, we should have an opportunity to get up the floor and score.
And there you have it. Our scouting report is always extensive each and every time out when we speak with Cornell assistant basketball coach Mike Blue Jay Blaine, the proud Johns Hopkins grad on the 4-15 Penn Quakers. It's brought to you by Cuba Medical Center. It has a stick to the break. Be back with more on this matchup. Minutes away from the tip. It's Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3.
People all around are asking themselves some tough questions. Why is my internet always buffering?
Why doesn't satellite have more on-demand choices? Where did my savings go?
Wishing there was something better out there? There is. Come back to Time Warner Cable and see the difference. Guaranteed. Introducing the Better Guarantee from Time Warner Cable. We're so confident you'll see the difference. If you don't, we'll give you your money back.
Sounds good.
Switch to better TV, internet, and phone with no long-term contract. Switch now, and we'll welcome you back with a $200 reward card.
Sounds better.
Call Time Warner Cable at 1-855-TWC-3333 today for the Better Guarantee and enjoy better. Whatever you're passionate about, we invent better ways to love it even more. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Restrictions apply. For complete list of eligibility, restrictions, terms, and conditions, please visit twc.com/betterreward.
Up at East Hill Car Wash, they wash far cleaner than clean. When I want my car washed, East Hill Car Wash washes my car cleaner than I've ever seen.
Weekly car washes help keep your car looking shiny and new. Professional car washing conserves water and saves time. Make your weekly stop at
East Hill Car Wash. East Hill Car Wash.
The radio home for Cornell basketball is Hits 103.3. Our pregame show continues with Barry Leonard.
And again, we're just minutes away from the tip-off, Cornell and Bend, the 217th meeting, and really, just a great, great sports venue, and obviously renowned for basketball, the Palestra, and you look at the history of Bend in this building, of their 1,701 all-time wins, which is 11th best in Division I college basketball, 801 have come here at the Palestra, and they've been highly successful on the Columbia-Cornell doubleheader weekends. They've hosted this weekend 53 times since formation of the Ivy League back in 1957. Since then, entering this year, they have swept that weekend 40 times, and they have 11 splits over that time frame. Ben also second to Princeton, 25 Ivy League titles, 23 times in the NCAA, and again, this building, which is one of the oldest in the country, opened back in 1927. Only Washington and Butler have more wins in their current home facility than the Penn Quakers, so this is certainly a huge advantage for the Quakers. Incidentally, we do have one update mentioned already that Columbia and Princeton were tipping off at 6 o'clock. Well, at the half, the Lions and the Tigers tangling tonight, and Columbia putting in a very solid first half effort. They trail Princeton at the half, 37-36. And for Cornell, the task at hand tonight, use their defense to turn Penn over, rebound the basketball, get out in transition. The numbers don't lie. In Cornell's 9 victories this season under Bill Courtney, they've averaged 77 points a game and have shot 49% from the field. They get to the basket consistently. Where in the 11 losses, they only score 55 points a game and shoot 37%. I can assure you, based on what the coaches are telling us, the pace of the game, that will not be the case tonight. Cornell will not be held to 55 points in this venue, strictly because of the way these clubs like to run and push the basketball. Let's take our final break on the Big Red Radio pregame show. When we come back, the introduction of the starting lineup, so we'll have the tip-off from the Palestra. You're listening to Cornell Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3.
There are donuts, and there are Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop donuts. Dwarfing other donuts with their freshness and deliciousness. Chocolate dip, honey crullers, sprinkles, jelly-filled stuff. All this donut talk is making me thirsty for a delicious, freshly brewed, premium blend Tim Hortons coffee. Right now, when I buy a coffee, I can get 2 donuts. 2 donuts for just 99 cents plus tax. Oh, the donanity. Am I dreaming, or am I in donut heaven? Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop. Great food, amazing prices.
At participating U.S. restaurants, offer may vary by region. Details and restaurant.
Fact. At least 3 times a day, you think about what you're going to eat that day. If you're one of many that must eat gluten-free, then bring your hungry self to Chow Wood-Fired Pizza and Pasta. Find a full menu of gluten-free options, including wood-fired chicken wings, spinach and shrimp salad, pastas, pizza, seafood, and steak, gluten-free Red Bridge beer, and Angry Orchard hard cider, too. Stop soon at Chow Wood-Fired Pizza and Pasta on North Triphammer Road in Ithaca.
Don't miss the next big play, point, or goal. Call Rogan Corner. They deliver everything in the store to your door. Pizza, wings, snacks, beverages, and more. Rogan's Corner. They're in your corner to make your next party epic.
The home for Cornell Big Red Men's Basketball is Ithaca's hit music station. Hits 103.3. WYXL HD2 Ithaca. The radio home for Cornell basketball is Hits 103.3. Our pregame show continues with Barry Leonard.
And we are set for basketball. Cornell and the Penn Quakers. Let's give you the lineups. They are brought to you by Cost Cutters Family Hair Salon at the top shopping center in Ithaca. Cost Cutters, just your style. First for the Red, the visiting team tonight, but wearing their home uniforms as they do in the back-to-back games. The white tops, white pants, red numerals, and a red trim. Front court of sophomore forward from Cleveland, Sean Miller, 12.6 rebounds last night. The club's leader in scoring, rebounds, blocks, and steals. Miller averaging 10 points a game and 49% of his shots. Jonathan Gray, the swingman from Tampa, Florida, averaging just under 9 a game. Honorable mention all Ivy last season. Anton Chemerinsky, a man in the middle for Cornell, the fourth-year big man from Potomac, Maryland. 7 points a game, leads the Ancient A, and is the Cornell career leader in field goal percentage. Anton at 65.5% of his shots this year. In his career, he's hit 62.5%. He'll be in the middle for Cornell. And the backcourt, which has also started the last three games, Miles Asafoje, the senior from Nashville, Tennessee. Terrific in terms of controlling the basketball, a 58-26 assist to turnover ratio, averages just about 2 points a game. And the sophomore from Meridian, Mississippi, extremely quick with the dribble, Devin Cherry, his fourth start at Cornell. He is averaging just under 7 points a game. The Quakers up next, but the Red under Bill Courtin shoot 42% as a team, 33% from the three-point arc, 69% from the free throw line. They score 65 and give up 69. So the Quakers are fan under their fourth-year coach, the great Quaker himself, Jerome Allen. They will open with the front court of his 6'8" sophomore Henry Brooks, who is just scoring under 6 points a game. Darian Nelson Henry, a 6'11 freshman from Kirkland, Washington, who's a 4-point scorer, but I'm sorry, he's a 7-point scorer and has six consecutive double-figure games. Three guards, they'll have Steve Renard, a junior from Hazlitt, New Jersey, a 4-point scorer. Tony Hicks, quick freshman from Illinois, averaging just under 7 points a game. And the straw that stirs the Quaker drink, you might say, Miles Cartwright. 14 points a game, season high 22 against Columbia last night. And he is on a string of 17 consecutive free throws. And a very good free throw shooting team under Jerome Allen. They shoot 41% overall, 31% from the three-point arc, 70% from the free throw line, including 26 of 29 last night. Score 62, give up 69. Again, those lineups were brought to you by Cost Cutters Family Hair Salon at the Top Shopping Center in Ithaca. Cost Cutters, just your style. Expecting a frantic pace tonight on both ends of the floor. Both teams love to run. Our official crew has been announced. Brandon Cruz is our ref. And he'll be assisted tonight by his umpires, Michael Kelly and Bruce Rothwell. Quakers come out. Red tops, red pants, black numerals. Trim with a tinge of blue as Miller will nestle into the center circle. He'll jump it up with the large Darian Nelson Henry, and the Red win the tip. Here they come, left to right in the opening half. Miller right of the arc. Entry pass on a bounce to Chemerinsky. Got double team off to Miller right side. Up top, Sapoje. Left side it goes. Cherry shoots a three, no good. Ball is punched around inside. Grabbed by Nelson Henry. Off it goes to Miles Cartwright. Here are the Quakers, their first possession. Right to left in the opening session as they have it up top at Renard. Will throw it right baseline, driving as Cartwright beats two Cornell players and goes up for a right side layup. So Ben on the board. 2-0. The home club, 30 seconds in. Sapoje on the dribble, bouncing left. Ball is taken away. Deflected by Renard. Picked up by Cartwright. Fires it left side of the floor. Tony Hicks to snatches. The Red will drop back. They'll play a lot of 2-3 zone. As right now they're in a man-to-man as they bounce it outside between the rings down to Cartwright. One left-hand dribble, bouncing on the left to Hicks. Hicks surveys, throws it up top. Miller bats the ball away. Miller batted away, but it was picked up by Brooks. Left side it goes to Renard. Renard drives the left baseline, reverse pivot, off to the dribbler, driving left, the kick out, left side, Renard knocks home a two-point jumper. Assisted basket, Steve Renard with a long left baseline shot, 4-0, and leading Cornell, 90 seconds in. Stop OJ arriving the arc, up top Miller, weaves it to Jonathan Gray, looking up top, hits the man, Cherry, slicing into the paint, bounce pass right baseline, Chemerinsky up and under, move from the baseline, right to left, he'll float it up and in. First basket of the game for Cornell, coming a minute 45 into our opening half. Chemerinsky spinning at the baseline, flipping the ball up into the basket. 4-2 the Quakers, they lead the Big Red. Cartwright using a screen by Nelson Henry. Now he rolls to the basket. Nelson Henry with a right side layup. The big throw. One of the staples of college basketball as Cornell comes down trailing 6-2. Gray burst down the left side of the floor and got bumped into by Renard. So that's the first foul against either club. We're 2:02 in from the Palestra. Cornell trailing on the scoreboard 6-2. As off the foul, Estapo J will work at left side. Chemerinsky driving into the middle, goes up. What do we got? Blocking foul. Anton took the dribble, powered his way to the basket, and very quickly for Ben, two fast fouls, I believe, are going to be charged to the junior guard, Steve Renard. So, shooting opportunity, Cornell to go to the free throw line by the way of Anton Chemerinsky. We're 2:10 into the game. Chemerinsky has the first Cornell basket. He is off to the left on his free throw. So it remains 6-2. Substitution for the Quakers, Cameron Crocker, 6'3 sophomore from California, is on the floor. Chemerinsky hits the second. So he has all three of the Cornell points. Ready to put some backcourt pressure on. Trailing 6-3. They throw it in. Double teamed is the Penn player. Cartwright fires it into the front court, driving his hips. Loop at left baseline. Brooks stops, pops, and drops home a 12-foot left baseline jumper. Penn shooting the lights out early on. They have an 8-3 lead over Cornell. Red thumb down. Miller stopped his progress at the top of the circle. Passed it right. And the ball just sails away out of bounds. Unforced turnover against the Big Red. 2:25 in and immediately changes for Cornell, particularly Nolan Kressler. The freshman guard from Pittsburgh, he comes into the game as Ben comes down into the front court with Cartwright. Cartwright will send it off on the right to Crocker. Left side it goes to Hicks. Hicks faking at the left elbow, pull-up shot pressured, almost blocked, picked up by Nelson Henry. He rolls out a hook shot. Gray almost blocked that initial shot. Miller got the rebound, fires it ahead to Estapo J. Jets into the front court, kicks it deep right side. Jonathan Gray in transition, knocks home a three. That's what Cornell wants to do, get out and run on the Quakers. 8-5 the home club, 3 minutes into the game. Up top, Brooks sends it to the right to Hicks. Hicks will go across to Cameron Crocker, left side three, hard off the back iron. Rebound, Chemerinsky. But the officials blow the whistle. It's going to stay at the end of the floor. Chemerinsky will get charged with the first foul of the game against Cornell. Not a shooting foul, it was a rebounding foul. And the Quakers came down with a new shot clock. They get it to Nelson Henry. Off to the left out of Brooks. Playing with a white headband to Cartwright right side. Skips it all the way to the left baseline. Crocker knocks home a left baseline three-point shot. First three ball of the game. 11-5. Ben leading Cornell. Correction, 11-6. They lead the Big Red. Chemerinsky squares up right of the basket. Pivots right. Goes up and he'll steal his man. Go up from the right for a layup. Chemerinsky beating the much bigger Darian Nelson Henry. He's got 5 of the 7 Cornell points. 11-7 Quakers. It's what we expected. Up-tempo play. Right of the arc, Hicks. He takes one left-hand dribble, rolls into the paint. It's the big man, Nelson Henry. And he'll lay it up and in from the right side of the basket. Second time in this half, they have done the pick and roll. Ben successfully, they lead 13-8. Deep left to the baseline. Drive to left baseline is Gray, and he steps on the end line out of bounds. Exactly 4 minutes into the game, the turnover against Cornell is Gray stepped on the end line out of bounds, and Chemerinsky will go to the bench. He leads Cornell with 5 of their 8 points. His replacement will be the senior shooting big man, Josh Fugini, who's been on a tear. He'll be the subject of our halftime senior profile. So off the turnover, 4 minutes plus in, right down 13-8. Cartwright into the front court, bounce it up top to Brooks. He'll throw it left, a wide pass, which is lost out of bounds, intended for Cameron Crocker. So the Quakers return the favor to Cornell on the turnover. We get to the media timeout. It comes 4-12 into our opening half from Philadelphia. And leading Cornell 13-8. And our break, 60 seconds, will return on Hits 103.3.
Dark chocolate.
Honey, I have a dark secret to tell you.
You love Dunkin' Donuts dark chocolate mocha lattes, too.
How did you know?
I can see it in your eyes. And the empty cups in your cup holder.
Deepen your love for chocolate with Dunkin' dark chocolate mocha coffees and lattes. Indulge in the darker side of chocolate today. America runs on Dunkin'. Naturally and artificially flavored. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Wise man, what's the secret to finding love?
The key to finding love is giving love to others.
So you're saying I should buy Dunkin's new brownie batter donuts for all my friends?
You are wise, young Grasshopper.
It feels good to give. Share the love with Dunkin's Cupid's Choice and new brownie batter donuts. Pick up a dozen of your choice today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
With 81 stores since 1981, the Q's is a Dunkin' Donuts town. Celebrate with an 81-cent small hot coffee beginning January 1st. Your Q's runs on Dunkin'.
Place for Cornell basketball. Hits 103.3.
Terrific opening shooting by both teams over the first 4-12. This 217th meeting, Cornell and Penn here at the Palestra. Barry Leonard hits 103.3. 13-8 Penn. They've hit 6 of 9 shots, 66%, 1 of 2 from 3. Cornell 3 out of 4, 75%, 1 of 2 from the arc. Cornell with 3 early turnovers, and Anton Chemerinsky, the senior big man, with 5 of the 8 Cornell points. So off this media timeout, Fugini got in prior to the dead ball. He'll be with Miller in the front court. Then we've got Kressler, Asafo Jay, and Jonathan Gray. Bill Courtney, top of the Cornell bench. Stern look, arms folded. Red looking for a split this weekend. They bring it down again, their left to right. Right of the arc, Miller sends it across the floor to the left to Gray. Deep left of the arc, not a Kressler. They immediately get on him, reversing the dribble to baseline is Nolan. And he'll take it back outside, reset Cornell. To the right, Asafo Jay. Lefty dribble. They hedge up top on him as they fire it inside, and it's lost. Brent Dougherty also into the game for Penn. He came out and hedged with the ball, or on the ball, as Hicks has it right side. He'll throw it out to Cameron Crocker. And here's Penn to work their offense. Crocker on a bounce. Dougherty, left of the arc. Missed 8 games with mononucleosis. A dribble. Off to the left, it goes to Crocker. Back to Dougherty. Went inside. Did the Ray get the offensive foul? Yes. They trapped him at the baseline. And Asafo Jay, who's soaking wet, is just 6'1", 168. Was up against the 6'8", 225-pound junior co-captain. And he will draw the foul. And for his efforts, Miles will go to the bench. His replacement, sophomore Jalal Kanzer. Red down 13-8, 5 minutes into the game. No pressure now, as Jalal will bring it down. He will saunter to the right of the arc, come between the legs. Now he comes to the left-hand dribble, back to the right, back to the left, scissoring into the paint, jump stop left side, off to Kressler, deep left side, shoots a 3, short on the front of the rim. Ball is grabbed inside by Crocker. He'll start it down for the Quakers as he gets it off on the right to Dougherty. Cartwright, back to the dribbler. This is Tony Hicks. Driving right, using the glass, kissing the ball into the basket. 15-8, Penn leading Cornell. The transition is Cornell. They work it to Miller, and the second time in this half, Sean Miller has had a mental mistake. He had it up top, swung it left, and there was just no Cornell player there. It sails out of bounds. Another miscommunication by Cornell in their half court. Fourth early turnover. As we get a sub for the Big Red, they will put Eric Beck into the game. Eric Beck's into the game, the senior from Indianapolis. He'll replace Sean Miller. Backing in, right of the paint, Dougherty gets by Fagini, shoots and misses, grabs his own offensive rebound, leans in, misses left side. They jockey underneath the paint, ball is punched out, and Peck aggressively got the ball. Ahead it goes to Jalal Cantor, working the ball down into the front court. 6 minutes into the second, first half. Red down, 15-8. Back off to Kressler. Left hand dribble, left to the elbow, deep left side. Fagini stops, pops, drops on the left side shot. Boy, he just continues to stroke the basketball. Josh Fagini coming into the game. He hit 12 of his last 19 shots over the last three games. 13 of 20 now for Josh. Cartwright skips it left, floating up a three-pointer. Tony Hicks. So the Quakers expand their lead to 18-10. Hicks now with the second three-pointer for Panrad. Have yet to hit. Oh, they do have one with Jonathan Gray. Cantor left side trap, gets it up top again. Fagini will shoot a little bit too quick. Shot went short to the left. Rebound, grabbed in transition by Cartwright. Motors into the paint, charges into the paint, falls down into the paint. And the ball is lost out of bounds on a pass by Cartwright that just sailed to the left of the basket. So that's a turnover, and Cartwright will go to the bench. Doherty will go to the bench. A couple of subs for Penn. Patrick Lucas Perrier, sophomore guard, his first appearance of the game, along with Greg Lewis, 6'7", sophomore from Florida. Pete McMillan into the game for Cornell. Some early action for the senior from Los Angeles. To Cantor, to Fagini, trap left baseline, get it off to Cantor left side, off to McMillan on the right, right side it goes to Kressler, kicks it to the left baseline, Fagini shoots and misses. Offensive rebound, spin around, and a left side bank shot for one Nolan Kressler. Fagini shot it quickly with Kressler right there to put it up and in off the offensive rebound. 18-12 the Red Trail. Transition for Penn. Lewis off to the right to Cameron Crocker. Foul as the pass went down low. And the senior redhead Fagini picks up the foul. That's his first. Team foul-wise, the second against Cornell. They'll inbound the ball. They kick it. Hicks left baseline. It goes. 3 points. Shot is missed by Patrick Lucas Perry. And the ball is batted out of bounds. Last touch by Penn. They got a couple of three-name players. Darian Nelson Henry for one, and then Patrick Lucas Perry. Either way, Randall inbound the ball in the backcourt with 12:34 in a very quick-moving first half, which is what we expected. Speaking of three-namers, Darian Nelson Henry, the freshman big man, back into the game for Penn. Cantor off the inbounds will be hawked by Lucas Perry as he comes left side off to Kressler. Strong drive comes down the middle. Clutches, goes up on that block. McMillan picks up the block off to the slasher Gray. He drives inside and he gets blocked by Nelson Henry. He tried to just pull his way to the basket, Jonathan Gray, and Nelson Henry just with his forearm, just blocked the ball. And he will come out of the game. His replacement will be the sharpshooting junior from New Orleans, Dom Selfo. 18 on the shot clock, 12:16 and a half, right down 18-12. Left baseline, Kressler three-pointer goes off the rim. Offensive rebound, Cantor muscles it up left side, it hits the rim and falls in. He is so strong for a guard, Jalal Cantor, muscling it up. From the left baseline, 18-14, the Red Trail. 12 minutes, clock ticking in the first half. Left of the arc it goes, stopping, popping, three-point shot is missed by Cartwright. Rebound McMillan, ahead to Cantor. Here comes Jalal, coming down into the front court between the rings. We'll get it off on the left to Selfo, snap it up top. McMillan loops it back to Selfo. He plants left side off the front of the rim on the three. Ball is taken out off the miss by Lucas Perry. He'll quickly come down the right side of the floor to Crocker. Off to the left it goes to Lewis, who will launch a shot, but it was against a player down low. Personal foul coming up against the Quakers. The big man, Darian Nelson Henry, as we get to the media timeout, our second of the half. It comes with 11:33 in our opening 20-minute session. Penn leading Cornell, 18-14, a 60-second commercial break. We'll return on Hits 103.3.
Winter
Center is a great time to chill out with friends over a lazy Sunday. Bubbles and brunch at the Boatyard Grill. The fireplace is always roaring, and you can warm your spirits with endless mimosas. Boatyard brunch favorites include choices like cast iron skillet breakfast with homemade scones or classic crab benedict. Savor fluffy omelets just the way you like them. Or, for the ultimate brunch, New Orleans-style French toast served with the Boatyard's famous Big Red Bloody Marys. Along with their regular menu, Sunday brunch is served from 11:30 till 2, featuring endless mimosas with any of your favorites or classic brunch items. The Boatyard Grill, Ithaca's restaurant for all seasons. The only thing they overlook is Cayuga Lake. The Boatyard Grill. For call ahead seating, dial 256-2628 or 256-BOATS.
Is Cornell Big Red Basketball on this 103.3.
Solid shooting continues for both clubs with 11:33 and a half. Barry Leonard hits 103.3, 10-18, Cornell 14. For the game, Cornell 6 of 13, 46%, but just 1 of 6 from 3. And it's 53%, they're 8 of 15, 2 of 4 from the arc. Rebounds are even at 7-7. 5 turnovers for Cornell and 4 for the Quakers. 7 of the 8 bad baskets have been assisted. But check the Ivy scoreboard. Early second half, we've got French leading Columbia 46-43. About 10 minutes gone in the first half in Hanover, New Hampshire. Yale and Dartmouth tied at 12. And the game we have a particular interest in, Harvard, with 12:45 in the first half in Cambridge. They lead Brown 19-13. Here off the timeout, Red come down with Jalal Kanzer down 4 points. It's batted away right side, intended for Beck. The ball got batted away by Dow Junk, a tri-captain, a junior from Des Moines, Iowa. So back to inbound from the right side of the floor. He'll loop it all the way to the left where McMillan loops to catch the ball, a dribble, and he'll hand it off to Cantor. So an extended run here for the senior, Pete McMillan. Self on left side, looking around, toss it off to Chemerinsky. Aton back into the game. Back right side, McMillan with 10 seconds. Pete with a lefty dribble with 9. Cantor with 7, looking left inside the arc. Pull up jumper, high and long off the back iron. Doherty lost it, but it's snatched by Lewis. Gives it off to his junior guard, Miles Cartwright. Here come the Quakers. Under 11 minutes and a half, and Penn leads Cornell 18-14. Shake dribble for Cartwright. Skips it all the way to the right baseline, where it's tracked down by Jock. We'll get it back to Cartwright. Cartwright fires it right. The catch, Jock. Off to Cartwright again. Shot clock down to 10. Fires it to the right elbow. Doherty fades on Chemerinsky. Jumper in and out. A strong leaping rebound inside for Eric Beck. He'll start it out for Cornell. Back on the dribble. Comes into the paint. Lost it. McMillan picks it up right side. He'll fire it off to Cantor. Off to Selfo. Coming to the scorer's table now is one Sean Miller. Dribble drive for Selfo. Kicks it deep right side. McMillan, a lefty shooting senior, missed the shot. Rebound Doherty. Throws it ahead to Cartwright. Comes down the right side of the floor. Sends it off on the left to Jock. Throws it into the left baseline. Lewis skips it to the right. Firing up a three-pointer. Lucas Perry. Third three for Penn. 21-14 they lead. They are stroking it from the outside. We're under 10 minutes to go halfway through the first half. Selfo left side off to the right. McMillan entry pass on a bounce. Chemerinsky spins on Doherty with the spin at the right baseline. And Doherty thrust into him. One of those fouls we can go either way with. And the personal foul is stated against Doherty. That's a tough one for Penn. That's his second. He'll come out of the game along with Greg Lewis. Substitution for Cornell. Miller in for Pete McMillan. So again, the senior from Los Angeles with some quality minutes. Chemerinsky back off the inbounds. Left baseline. Shot faking is Miller. Caught it left side. Ball fake and went up and got fouled by the freshman big man. So foul trouble already for Penn as Darian Nelson Henry. He's got two fouls. We've got Doherty with two fouls. They're the two key big men in the front court for Penn. Miller at the line, his first point of the night as he arches in the free throw. So it's 21-15, and now Nelson Henry will have to sit most likely for the remainder of the half. Second of two coming up for Sean Miller. The high arch down. His first 2 points of the game, 21-16, fan leading Cornell off the inbounds. It'll go to Cartwright. Coming to the center of the floor, across midcourt, play by Cantor. There's a screen by the new fan player who's come into the game. We'll get his number in just a second as they get it off left side. Lucas Perry to the right. It goes to the player Henry Brooks is into the game. He bounced it right into the hands of Sean Miller. So that's a turnover. In transition comes Cornell. Heck, right of the arc. Will fade, will fire, will knock down the first three-pointer in quite some time for Cornell. Eric Peck. Under control is EP, and Tomley buries a long right side three. This is exactly what Cornell wants to do. Keep Brandon transition off turnovers or rebounds, and they have suddenly come back and have reduced the deficit to 2 points at 21-19. Let's see if we've got some updates. 11:31 first half in Cambridge now. Harvard expanding their lead off Brown at 24-13. 11:45 second half in New Jersey. And Princeton trying to hold off Columbia. It's 50-46. Just under 8 to play in the opening half in Hanover, New Hampshire. And Dartmouth and Yale. Clearly not an offensive contest there. It's tied at 14. Here the Red have reduced the deficit to 21-19. Off the Penn timeout. Working the dribble, Lucas Perry. It comes to the left. Cartwright shoots a left side three, no good. Ball comes out from Shemarinsky to Selfo. Here comes Cornell. Here comes Selfo. Kicks it right. Miller's going to hoist the right side three. That goes off the rim. Bounces all the way to the left baseline where Lucas Perry tracks it down and he will come down for the Quakers. Over to Cartwright, looks over at his coach, Jerome Allen, wearing the sweater tonight, the Penn sweater, as it's alumni weekend. Left side, Cartwright launches a three. That's no good. Peck tracks the ball down at the right baseline, low to the floor. Coming into the front court, bounce it right to Cantor, back to Peck up top, left side, Miller. Miller off the cell phone, left side of the floor, back to Miller. Into the post, left side, Shemarinsky back to Dom. Left side, tickles a three. Red have the lead. It's Dom Selfo on the kick out from Anton and Shemarinsky. 22-21. A huge run here for Cornell that has given them a one-point lead. Brooks to catch it left side. Will get it off to the new player, Cameron Gunter, who's into the game. Came in off the last dead ball. Timeout up top. It goes. Three-pointer. Well, they ruined a two-point shot. Lucas Perry just in front of the arc. Back and forth we go. 23-22, Penn leading Cornell. Miller between the circles, right side cell phone, entry pass on the bounce, right baseline, backing in is Chemerinsky, the up and under. Boom! Spins around with the left hand, it'll hook it up and in. Anton Chemerinsky owning the paint in the first half. He's already hit his average with 7. 24-23 Cornell. This is just the type of game we expected. Back and forth we go. Cartwright trap left to the arc. Kicks it right. Brooks inside the arc. Jumps and hits. Henry Brooks with the right side jumper. 25-24. The lead back to Penn. Approaching 7 minutes in a up-tempo game here in our first half from Philadelphia. Cantor sends it deep right of the arc. Selfo shoots a 3-inch short. Rebound inside the paint to Cartwright. He'll start it out for the Quakers. Cartwright, very slender guard at 175 pounds. He'll back the ball out as we are now under 7 minutes and a half. Cartwright, very slowly, dribbles left. Cartwright comes out as they hedge with Chemerinsky. Now they kick it left side. This is Lucas Perry. Shoots the three. Hits the rim up in the air. Came off the cylinder. Rebound Cantor. Starts it out for Cornell. Right hand dribble. Spin into the paint. Dish it off to Miller. Went to stuff the ball and he got fouled. Brown wanted the travel as Sean Miller rose with one hand to try to flush the dunk. And he got fouled going to the basket by Dow Jock. And we get to the media timeout. It comes with 6:28 to play in our opening half. It's been a hotly contested contest. 60-second break is Ben Lee's Cornell. 25-24 on Hits 103.3.
Hey, throwback! Matt goes live! Give the cat a sip! Cause you're something flat! Real sugar soda back! When Pepsi throwback comes along, you must drink it. And then we change the song, because we drank it. You'll see we aren't wrong, if you drink it. Now drink it!
it up. Get a rush. Go retro. Do the robot. Try to resist it. It's not too late to drink it. Drink it good.
When Pepsi Throwback comes along, you must drink it. And then we change the song because we drink it. You'll see we aren't wrong if you drink it.
That was Drink It by Devo, brought to you by Pepsi Throwback, a real sugar blast from the past.
The voice for Cornell basketball, hits 103.3.
An 8-0 Cornell run got them the lead. Overall, it's a 10-4 spurt. And right now it's 6:28 and a half. Cornell's Sean Miller will be going to the free throw line. Cornell trailing right now on the board, 25-24. Four quick lead changes in this game. Right for the game, shooting 45%, 27 from three. Quakers are even, 15% overall, 42% from the arc. Rebounds are even at 11. Turnovers are even at 5. 10 of the 11 10 baskets have been assisted. Anton Chemerinsky leading all scores. And Cornell with 7. And going to the free throw line, who got fouled trying to soar in for a one-hand throwdown dunk, was Sean Miller. Very, very partisan crowd here at the Palestra protesting. They thought Sean walked with the ball before he rose. And he was fouled by Dow Jock prior to the timeout. So we have free throws upcoming for Sean Miller. 6:28 and a half. Miller with all of his points from the free throw line. That's number 3. And our first tie of the contest at 25 apiece. Rims out the second and the rebound leaping inside for Tony Hicks. And he'll get it off to Cartwright of a tie game at 25 with 6:20 and a half. Well played game, evenly played game. Dribbling is Cartwright, low to the floor, using his elbow to ward off. They double up on him, Chemerinsky, and Asapo J. Aton knocks the ball away to Gray, to Miller, a dribble off to Asapo J. Turnover number 6, forced by aggressive Cornell double-team defense. There's Asapo J. dribbling left to the arc, will lob it to the right. Miller! Catch at the baseline with 2 hands, and he will stuff it home. First Miller time dunk of the weekend, and Sean Miller with a highlight reel dunk. Asapo J on the assist, 27-25. Fan comes down, and the bounce pass by Greg Lewis, intended for Henry Brooks, bounces out of bounds. So 2 turnovers here in this sequence against Penn, give them 7. 5:41 and a half, the Miller dunk, now the turnover by the Quakers. Red come down with a 2-point 27-25 lead. Miller right of the arc, loop it out left side, catching it is Kressler with a fake. Whip it right to Miller, he'll square from the 3-point arc, will shoot, miss, offensive rebound. Gray went inside, ball got blocked. Asapo J came up with the ball, he got stripped. They let him play as Lewis throws it ahead. Here comes Cartwright. Back to Lewis, strong lefty drive, goes inside. Miller blocks his left side layup attempt. He's doing it all right now. Kressler comes down, off on the left to Gray, up top to Asapo J. Scoots right of the arc, gets Miller. He's on the right side of the floor. Big lefty spin, went inside. Ball is poked out of bounds by one Greg Lewis. Possession to be retained by who? No, he poked it off the hand of Sean Miller out of bounds. Bill Courtney, mild protest, but now he accepts the call. 3 ticks under 5, Penn gets the ball back. They're down 27-25. At one point, they had an 8-point lead. Back into the game is Crocker, dribbling right, comes up top, jumps the pass off to the left to Lucas Perry. He'll stop, shoot, in and out on the right side, 3. Rebound to stop OJ, pushes the pace for Cornell. Kicks it left side of Gray, fakes the 3, drives into the paint. Travel. Try to dribble through a double team is Jonathan Gray. He had a very, very frustrating first half, and he will get subbed for right away as he will come to the bench. His replacement will be the sophomore Devin Sherry. Jonathan Gray in a bit of a discussion with his coach Bill Courtney. 4:30 on the half, Red with a 2-point lead, 27-25. The dribble for Cartwright. Still heads at the midcourt line. Cartwright jumps the pass off. Lucas Perry. To the right, it went to Crocker. Back to Cartwright, faking on the left side of the 3-point arc, trying to draw the foul awkwardly, missed the 3. The rebound ricocheted out to Perry. Driving is Crocker into the middle, puts up a leaner, no. Ball got punched back out. Offensive punch out. Lucas Perry gets it back to Crocker. Approaching 4 minutes in the half. Crocker dribbling left. Crocker fires it right. Extra pass. Driving the right baseline as Lucas Perry kicks it to the left baseline. Cartwright skips it up top. Stopping, popping, rolling home a three. Dow Jock. With the shot clock winding down, the right side three makes it a 28-27 Penn lead over Cornell. Sapo J against the pressure. Now they relax it. We'll take it across midcourt. Miles with the dribble. Off to the right to Devin Cherry. To Miller, deep right side. Up top, Chemerinsky. Back to Sapo J. Left side, Kresser, the fake. Throw it into Miller. Posting up at the left baseline. Into the lane. What do we got? Foul against Penn. Now that one was much closer to a travel than the previous one. And the hometown refs are not giving Penn a break at all as the foul comes up on the floor against Dow Jock. Second against him, team foul number 8. Free throws upcoming, but not before our final media timeout of the half with 3:19 to play. Again, a 60-second break. We'll come back to Philadelphia. Red trail by 1, 28-27 on Hits 103.3.
What's up?
A conundrum, a dilemma, a quandary.
Step away from the thesaurus. I'm here to help.
Well, I can't decide whether to get 2 McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for $3 or get 1 sandwich and any size premium roast coffee or soft drink for $3.
How about spend $6 and get me a sausage McMuffin with egg and coffee?
Sounds more like you're here to help you.
It's the simple joy of sharing.
At participating McDonald's, limited time offer price of single item posted on menu board. Many restaurants open at 5 a.m.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for $1 right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just $1.
Wow. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Cornell's Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3.
One tie and 6 lead changes, the majority coming over the last 5 minutes. We have 3:19 in the first half. Cornell trailing Penn 28-27. Fouled prior to the timeout, the sophomore forward Sean Miller of the Red by Dow Jock, who goes to the bench. So Penn right now has both of their big men in foul trouble and on the bench. Darian Nelson Henry, the freshman big man with 2 fouls. Their sophomore power forward, Fran Dougherty, is on the bench. They each have 2. Now Jock has 2. And here is Miller, front end of the 1-1, with 3:19 and a half. Looking to knot us up for the second time in the opening frame, and it's too hard and long off the back iron. The rebound came out to Brooks. Off it goes to Crocker. Here come the Quakers, right to left in the final 3:10. Possession of the ball and a 1-point lead over Cornell. They leave it to the right. Lucas Perry, Brooks, left side it goes to Hicks, back to Brooks, left baseline jumper, too hard and long. Chemerinsky had the rebound, but coming in to knock it out of his hands, but he knocked it out of bounds as one Dow shot. As Chemerinsky and Kressler go to the bench, Fagini and Miller. Fagini, Kressler, and a Peck come in. So we've got Cherry, Miller, Kressler, Peck, and Fagini. Line up for the Big Red as Cherry now will work the point guard spot. He'll bring it down into the front court for Cornell. The left to right crossover. Devin comes between the legs right of the arc. Now he'll circle up top. Gave up his dribble. Off it went to Fagini. Fumbled the ball. Pressured outside. He'll bounce it back to Cherry. He'll scoot into the left of the lane. Right elbow to Peck. Eric with a dribble. Bounces to Miller. Squares up with the ball. Right of the block. He's going to back in. He turns. Jumps up in the air. Fires it left to the left elbow. Fagini, 2 points. Line drive jumper for Josh Fagini. Will give the assist to Sean Miller. Our 7th lead change of the game. It belongs to Cornell with 29-28 approaching 2 minutes of the half. The dribble.
for Crocker.
Bill Hedge, he'll double team in left side. Bounce it off to Lucas Perry, he'll fire it inside, and Henry Brooks sealed his man for the layup inside the paint. 30-29, another lead change belongs to Benninger. 2 minutes to go, the quick dribble, the drive, the right side layup missed by Cherry. Offensive rebound, Fagioli got blocked at the right side. It bounced out to Kressler. Kressler right of the arc, off to Fagioli. Backs the ball into the right side of the paint. Backing in. He almost walked it in. Call it spinning his pack. A gorgeous spin. And he'll go up off glass right side. Eric Peck playing much, much more control tonight than he did yesterday in New Jersey. The spin and the right side shot off the glass gives Cornell a 31-30 lead. Crocker sends it off to the right. Lucas Perry, he'll stop, drop, and beat Kressler on a right side 3-point shot. Patrick Lucas Perry makes it 33-31, the Quakers. Back and forth we go. We've had 9 lead changes in the half. Dribbling into traffic, driving the ball all the way to the right baseline is Devin Cherry. Will fire it to the right. Fagioli leans inside, goes up with an awkward bank. No ball's punched out off of this shot. It's picked up by Cameron Crocker. Little backflip pass. Lucas Perry left side. He'll launch the three and knock that one down. Beating Cornell in their own game has been a transition basket. 3-pointer. 36-31. And as Devin Cherry comes across midcourt, Bill Courtney wants a timeout. A wise one as we'll keep it here with 46 seconds in the half. Penn beating Cornell down the floor in transition, and the 3-point bombers, back-to-back threes by Penn. Lucas Perry and Crocker have given them a 5-point 36-31 lead. A reminder, our halftime show coming up shortly on Hits 103.3, brought to you by the Ithaca Journal. Of course, we'll break down the first half statistically. We'll check all the important Ivy League scores, the other three games going on around the Ancient Eight, and the first of our halftime senior spotlight interviews. Sat down earlier today with the guy who has just been filling it up off the bench for Cornell, the senior big man from Chisago Lakes, Minnesota, Josh Fagioli. So you'll want to stick around for that on the halftime edition of Cornell Big Red Basketball. Off the Big Red timeout, they have 28 on the shot clock. There's 46 on the game clock, so they obviously cannot hold for one, but they need to cut off this Penn momentum. Cantor will inbound the ball, get it into Fagioli. Back to Jalal with 25 seconds. He taps his head with his right hand, and the Red are going to run a half-court set. Sauntering left is Cantor as Miller flashes out. He'll screen for him. They get it off to the right to Kressler. Thumbs to the top. Foul line jumper rattles it home. Kressler with the jumper. 36-33. The Quakers leading the Big Red. 20 seconds in the half. So the game clock is a Penn's shot clock in effect as we're down to 15 seconds. Crocker laid off now by Joel Cantor. Crocker looking at the clock with 6. Crocker with 5. Stopped up top. Fires it inside of Brooks. Extra pass left side. Hits at the buzzer. Left side 3-ball went off the left of the rim. Penn got what they wanted. Uncontested shot at the buzzer from 3. And Hicks did not drop it, but the 2 late Penn baskets in a game which has seesawed over the final 10 minutes has given the Quakers a 3-point lead at the half, 36-33. Exactly what we expected, an up-tempo style. Both teams running up and down the floor, and Cornell goes into the locker room, trailing by 3 at 36-33. Jim Orinsky leading the Big Red with 7, and we've got Lucas Perry off the bench for Penn with 8. So after some 20 minutes, Cornell trailing the Penn Quakers, 36-33. It is time for our halftime show. It comes your way next on Hits 103.3. It's brought to you by the Ithaca Journal. Stay on top of your favorite college basketball team, the Cornell Big Red, on the IthacaJournal.com website. You can follow the action all season long. We're also getting the latest news, stats, photos, and more. You can post your game photos online. So log on, get connected today at the IthacaJournal.com website. Let's take our first halftime commercial break. When we come back, the first of our Big Red Senior Profile Series, again in the spotlight this evening, Josh Regini, the fourth-year forward from Chisago Lakes, Minnesota. That'll be followed by first-half stats, check of the Ivy scores, update on Cornell hockey, Cornell women's basketball, and more. We're again after 30 minutes. Ben Lee's Cornell 36-33 on Hits 103.3.
Welcome to this Community Medical Minute, brought to you by Cayuga Medical Center and Cayuga Area Physicians Alliance, keeping patients at the center of everything they do.
I'm Dr. Marty Stallone, Medical Director of the CMA Hospitalist Service at Cayuga Medical Center. A hospitalist is a physician who specializes in treating patients with medical conditions that require treatment in a hospital setting. We orchestrate all aspects of the delivery of hospital care, and we work with a full range of medical and surgical subspecialists to meet each and every patient's individual needs. Our team is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and can respond to the bedside within minutes if an urgent need arises. Our hospitalists communicate often with your primary care doctor during the hospital stay and at discharge to make sure the transitions of care both into and out of the hospital are seamless. While no one wants to be in the hospital, if you do need to be admitted, take comfort in knowing there is a capable and caring team of doctors ready to help you along your journey to better health.
The Community Medical Minute has been brought to you by Cayuga Medical Center, where the center is you, and Cayuga Area Physicians Alliance, online at cayugamed.org.
Happy throwback! Matt on the lid! Give the cat a sip! Cause you're something flat! Real sugar's out of back! When Pepsi throwback comes along, you must drink it! And then we change the song, because we drag it! You'll see we aren't wrong, if you drink it! Now drink it! In your mouth! Shake it out! It's not too late to drink it. Drink it good. When Pepsi Throwback comes along, you must drink it. And then we change the song, because we drink it. You'll see we aren't wrong if you drink it. That's those it.
That was Drink It by Devo. Brought to you by Pepsi Throwback. A real sugar blast from the past.
This is Cornell Basketball on Ithaca's hit music station, Hits 103.3. It's time for our halftime report. Once again, we go back to courtside and Barry Leonard.
And Josh Regini, as we sit down to do your senior profile, I start with the same question I ask every senior during their final year at Cornell. It really flies. I mean, 4 years ago, you're coming in as a freshman. 5 years ago, recruited by Steve Donahue's coaching staff, and here you are wrapping up the final 5 weeks of your college basketball career at Cornell.
Yeah, it's definitely flown by, as you said. It's crazy to think about, as we travel throughout all these Ivy League schools for our away games, this is weird to think about that this is the last time we're going to be playing at these places, so just got to make the most of them, and I mean, we really want to perform as well as we can at these places.
And coaches always say, you know, the senior year, it kind of locks in for a lot of guys, and arguably you're going through your best stretch of basketball at Cornell. You're getting major minutes off the bench, and you're really producing in a role that's well suited for you, I think.
Yeah, a lot of the guys are putting me in the positions I like. I'm getting a lot of great passes from our guards, and it's helping my confidence a lot. I'm feeling a lot more confident on the court now and in the position this coach has put me in.
Must be something about the Minnesota drinking water. You got the range. It reminds a lot of people of another Minnesotan who you saw, obviously, as a freshman, Ryan Whitman. You can step out beyond the perimeter now.
Yeah. Back in Minnesota, I mean, live out in the country, not really able to play basketball with all the time, so I just worked on my shot a whole lot in the driveway.
Talk about your senior year and the whole recruitment process of Cornell. I mean, you were an all-state player, final 15 players for the Mr. Basketball Award, and you ended up coming east to the Ivy League. Obviously, academics. What else attracted you to come east?
The guys, the community around the team, just Cornell itself. It all just drew me in, really. It wasn't really one thing. It was the coaches, the players, just a combination of it all.
You know, this is a pretty big six-man senior class, and most of you, you know, came in as freshmen, and you walk into a situation where you've got a team that's already won two consecutive league titles, and then you get the chance to pretty much view a magic carpet ride going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that was an amazing time, and that freshman year, I think we all just wanted to learn as much as we could from those seniors. They really knew the attitude and the work ethic that it took to win, so we just wanted to soak that all up and learn from them.
Hard to pin you down on one memory, but what can you reflect back on that first year?
First year, definitely the Wisconsin game. That's the first thing that comes to my mind, is just how well the team played, and we weren't favored for that game, but we just came out and totally dominated them, so that Wisconsin game stands out.
I'm sure you learned a lot, you know, certainly from the seniors, but you know, the big guys you were behind, a kid like Jeff Foote, I'm sure all of you, you know, picked up something from individual and collectively as a senior class, but you had a chance to, you know, work behind a guy who's now has a professional basketball career in Europe and had a 10-day stint in the NBA.
Yeah, I definitely learned a lot from his work ethic and his leadership skills. He was the biggest guy on our team, but he was also the biggest leader. So I feel like if I could learn anything from him, it would have been that.
What's the biggest change you've seen, you know, in the coaching staff? You were recruited by Coach Donahue. Now you're playing under Coach Cordy, and again, he's given you the chance to really show your skill set.
Lately. He's been, putting me out on the perimeter a little more, so I enjoy that, and we play a faster game now. I enjoy that too. So freshman year we kind of slowed it down because that was our thing, but I mean, we try to speed it up now, and I feel like that can work for us well.
You know, talking to your teammates and others associated with the program, while you don't have the title, let's say, of a tri-captain, you seem to lead by example in the locker room and on the basketball floor.
I mean, I'm a senior. I just want to do what I can to set an example for the guys, and whether it's cheering for my teammates or being out there on the floor, I just want to give it everything I've got for this senior year.
How would you like to be remembered, you know, when it's all said and done 5-6 weeks from now, when it all wraps up? How would the fans and people connected with Cornell Athletics want to remember Josh Vigina?
I just want to be remembered as a well-rounded guy and, most importantly, a great teammate, because that's really important for having a solid team.
What about the Cornell experience outside of basketball? I mean, you talk to guys who come here, by the time they're seniors, you've grown in so many other ways besides just being a basketball player. I mean, to think about, you know, being a true student athlete, and, you know, the bus trips, the studying till 2, 3 in the morning, you've really expanded yourself, I think, beyond basketball.
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot as far as academics go, and picked up some study skills of my time here in Cornell, so I feel like I've become more well-rounded as an academics-wise, too.
Any word on the job market yet? I know some guys just want the season to end before they focus on it. Some guys got their resume together by their junior year. What potentially is the future going to hold upon graduation?
Well, I've got my resume together, but I'm still working the options. So we'll see. When the season ends, I'll definitely have more time to focus on it. But as far right now, I'm still open to many possibilities.
Josh, appreciate a couple minutes at halftime. Again, good luck with the rest of the season, and thanks again.
Thank you, Barry.
And there you have it, the first installment of our Big Red Halftime Senior Profile Series. The spotlight tonight on the very humble 6'9 forward from Chisago Lakes, Minnesota, Josh Vigina, again playing his best basketball at Cornell. And we will be speaking to the other four Big Red seniors before the conclusion of the 2013 season. We're at the half from the Fable Palestra in Philadelphia. Cornell trailing the Quakers 36-33. And the Ithaca Journal halftime show continues. A look at the stats and a check of the Ivy scores. Big Red basketball on Hits 103.3.
Winter is a great time to chill out with friends over a lazy Sunday. Bubbles and brunch at the Boatyard Grill. The fireplace is always roaring, and you can warm your spirits with endless mimosas. Boatyard brunch favorites include choices like cast iron skillet breakfast with homemade scones or classic crab benedict. Savor fluffy omelets just the way you like them. Or, for the ultimate brunch, New Orleans-style French toast served with the Boatyard's famous Big Red Bloody Marys. Along with their regular menu, Sunday brunch is served from 11:30 till 2, featuring endless mimosas with any of your favorites or classic brunch items. The Boatyard Grill, Ithaca's restaurant for all seasons. The only thing they overlook is Cayuga Lake. The Boatyard Grill. For call ahead seating, dial 256-2628 or 256-BOAT.
donuts, and there are two more e-cafe and bake shop donuts, forging other donuts with their freshness and deliciousness.
Mmm, chocolate chip, honey crullers, sprinkles, jelly-filled stuff. All this donut talk is making me thirsty for a delicious, freshly brewed, premium blend Tim Hortons coffee. Right now, when I buy a coffee, I can get two donuts. Two donuts for just 99 cents plus tax. Oh, the donanity. Am I dreaming, or am I in donut heaven? Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop. Great food, amazing prices.
At participating U.S. restaurants, offer may vary by region. Details and restaurant.
This is Cornell's Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3.
Again, we're at the half from the Western Philadelphia. Cornell trailing Penn 36-33, the 217th meeting. And check of the game stats for the first half brought to you by the Homewood Suites by Hilton Ithaca Hotel, the only all-suite hotel in Ithaca at the intersection of Sheridan and Cinema Drive in Ithaca. First half shooting numbers, the Red at 48%, 25% from 3, 3 out of 12 there, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. And at 46%, 50%, they've hit 6 of 12 from 3, including the last two in the closing minute. 6 of 12 from 3, and they have not attempted a free throw challenge. Rebounds are even at 16, turnovers 8-7 Cornell. Penn has assisted on 14 of 15 baskets, Cornell 6 out of 13. Leading scorers in the first half, Chemerinsky with 7 for the Red. Lucas Perry, a correction, we have him now with 11, and he leads all scorers along with the Penn Quakers. And a quick check of the first half stats were brought to you by the Homewood Suites by Hilton Ithaca Hotel, the only all-suite hotel in Ithaca, featuring complimentary breakfast, high-speed wireless access, and a fitness center, indoor pool and spa at the intersection of Sheridan and Cinema Drive in Ithaca. One more break. Back with the scoreboard on Hits 103.3.
Experience authentic Italian dining in the Taverna Banffy restaurant on Cornell's campus at the Statler Hotel. Featuring a locally crafted dinner menu with seasonal selections from the Finger Lakes and an award-winning wine list, it's the perfect choice for a quick bite for dinner before or after the Cornell game. Part of Cornell School of Hotel Administration, you'll experience friendly, enthusiastic service each and every time you visit. Taverna Banffy and the Statler Hotel on campus. Call 254-2565. That's 254-2565.
Your child's at 4.5. He believes in wishing on stars, magic kingdoms, and
Tinkerbell.
Your child at 4.5 and you. Available for a limited time only. Why wait? Make memories that will last a lifetime at Walt Disney World Resort.
January is Disney Month at AAA. Visit your local AAA travel center or click AAA.com by January 31st to take advantage of exclusive AAA values and savings.
Don't miss the next big play, point, or goal. Call Rogan's Corner. They deliver everything in the store to your door. Pizza, wings, snacks, beverages, and more. Rogan's Corner. They're in your corner to make your next party epic.
The second half of our Cornell basketball game is about to begin on Hits 103.3. Let's return to the voice of the Big Red, Barry Leonard.
20 minutes in the books from the Palestra in Philadelphia. The Reds trailing Penn 36-33 in a game which has already had 10 lead changes. Let's take a check of the Ivy College Basketball Cornell School Board brought to you by Cornell Laundry and Dry Cleaning Center. A smart choice since 1946 here. Cornell trailing by 3 at Newman Arena. Halftime score past the lump and trailing Cornell on the ladies' side 25-24. Also in men's hockey in the second, Cornell looking to avoid a sweep in the North Country. They're trailing Clarkson in the second up in Potsdam in men's hockey, 2-1. Ivy men's scoreboard out of town, 9 seconds remaining in New Jersey. And Princeton holding on to a 3-point 69-66 lead over Columbia. At the half, Dartmouth leads Yale in Hanover, New Hampshire, 27-20. And also at the half, Harvard in Cambridge, Mass. has a 49-36 lead over the Brown Bears. The out-of-town scoreboard, check up the Cornell scores, brought to you by Cornell Laundry and Dry Cleaning Center. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Cornell Big Red Basketball.
You're listening to Cornell Big Red Men's Basketball on Hits 103.3, WIXL HD2, Ithaca.
And it's just before 8 o'clock on your Big Red Radio dial. We are set for second half action in Cornell with the lineup, which opened the game. Miller, Gray, Chemerinsky, Asafoje, and Cherry. And we'll start with Tony Hicks in the backcourt along with Cartwright. And we've got Renard, so the starters for the Quakers, Brooks in the front court with Nelson Henry. They get it into the paint, slipping, falling down his car right. He lost the ball. Chemerinsky will tie him up on the jump. And because of the alternate arrow, Red will get possession. 14 seconds into the second half, so Cornell's defense, active and aggressive, forcing the jump ball, and Miller will inbound the ball to Asafo J. He'll be met in the backcourt. Now backpedaling over midcourt is Cartwright. Miles on the dribble, scoots left to the arc. They come out and hedge on him as they get it off to the right to Sean Miller. Had that showtime dunk in the first half. Chemerinsky left of the lane, and Darren Nelson Henry reaches in to defend, and this is huge if you're Penn. 30 seconds into the second half, Nelson Henry picks up his third foul, so he must go to the bench. His replacement will be Doherty. He's playing a two foul. Red inbound, down three. Cherry committed his dribble left to the arc into the paint. Chemerinsky up and under move. Kick it right baseline. Miller in and out on the right baseline shot. A strong rebound by Doherty inside. Off to Cartwright. Fires it into the front court. Renard makes the catch right side. Little pivot. Will drive the ball to the right baseline. Bounce it deep left side. Shot faking on the arc is Hicks. Take it out to the left side. Hicks will reset the Quakers a minute into the second half. Neither club has scored. Penn with a three-point lead. Renard entry pass left side. That ends as a lefty layup for Fran Doherty. Great half court set by the Quakers. 38-33, first blood of the second half to the home club. They have the five-point lead. Way up top, the shot fake is Jonathan Gray, a dribble. Push it right of the arc out of Devin Cherry. Cherry will dribble the ball. Crossover, accelerates to the right baseline, jump the ball up in the air. It's deflected, picked up by Asafo J. Whips it left to Sean Miller. Cornell to back it out. They reset with Asafo J. He'll initiate the offense, but we have 8 seconds on the shot clock. Miles driving from the right, puts up a bank on the glass. That's no good. Rebound Doherty, ahead to Cartwright. Fires it in transition. Hicks with the catch inside the right of the arc. In and out on the shot. Leaping rebound Devin Cherry. We come the other way. Cornell's yet to score. Minute 50 in. Spinning is Cherry, firing up a bank. No. Mistounding the tip is Chemerinsky. And another rebound. Three here in the second half alone for Doherty. Off to Cartwright. 2 minutes into the second half. Red down five. 38-33. Cartwright. To Doherty, leaves it back to Cartwright. Comes to the top of the circle, fires it right. Renard squares, he stops, pops and drops the three ball. Renard stroking one. Five unanswered points here in the second half by Penn. 41-33 they lead as the pass went down low, intended for Chemerinsky. He went away from the pass and that ball bounces out of bounds. Turnover number nine against Cornell. As possession goes back to Penn, Jalal Cantor into the game. Asafo J must go to the bench. 2.5 into the second half. Cornell's yet to score. Penn with five straight, lead 41-33. Brooks to the right. The dribble handoff. Doherty into the slasher. Reversing the dribble left of the arc is Renard. Extra pass. Cartwright to Brooks. Shoots a right side shot. No. Rebound at the baseline to Jonathan Gray. He started out firing in transition. Cherry comes into the middle, puts up a little flip, and hits the rim and dribbles into the basket. Red with a transition break, and Devin Cherry finally gets Cornell on the board. Took them almost 3 minutes. 41-35, they trail. Cartwright skips it left. Couple of dribbles left to the arc to Hicks. Off to Renard. The lob to Doherty inside. Miller knocked the ball all the way down low. Ahead it goes to Cantor. Fires it right. Cherry in transition. Swooping inside. Missed the inside layup. Rebound. Comes to Cartwright. Three on two. Led by Cartwright. Left side it goes. Driving inside. Lefty layup. Counted. Doherty. Foul. Jalal Cantor. The three on two break. Doherty on the finish. And Cantor fouls him. As Penn again beats Cornell at their own game, the transition from defense to offense, the foul against Jalal, and the free throw opportunity upcoming. It's 43-35. This is the biggest lead match by Penn in this game. And an injured Quaker underneath the basket. As it is an injury timeout, looks to be Doherty, as both teams will come to their respective benches. 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the second half, a hard-driving left-side layup by Doherty got fouled by Cantor. He goes to the free-throw line, or will he, as he's coming off the floor. We do have a final in Ivy League men's basketball, a tight one, but again, Princeton handing Columbia their second consecutive, third consecutive loss in league play as they are beaten at the Jadwin Gym 72-66. 3 minutes into the second half in Hanover, New Hampshire, Dartmouth with a 7-point, 29-22 lead over Yale. Make it now 31-22. 92nd into the second half in Cambridge, it's been no contest. We thought this would be a tight one. Harvard all over Brown, 51-36. And, of course, here with 16:40 in the half, our second half. And Penn leads Cornell 43-35. Now, Dougherty had to leave the game, and they're replacing him with Henry Brooks. So Brooks will be the substitute, and he will get the free throw attempt on the three-point play. So the substituted player will shoot the free throw, and that's Henry Brooks, and he will miss the free throw. Rebound Miller. Cornell down 43-35 as Cancer comes down to play the backcourt with Kressler and Gray. Fagini into the game, along with Sean Miller. Surveying on the dribble is Cancer. Penn plays a lot of man-to-man, and right now they're in an active 2-3 zone. They send it left. Miller against the zone. Slashes into the middle. Comes up from the left baseline. Missed the shot. No foul called. And Renard rips the ball out ahead. It goes to Cartwright. Back to Renard. One dribble. Push it right. The catch by Penn. They'll throw the entry pass into the block. Turning around. Facing up on the basket is Darian Nelson-Henry. Up and over Joshua Gini. 45-35, biggest lead of the game. Penn leading Cornell. Driving left is Jonathan Gray. Offensive foul. He hit the basket, but he pushed off prior to his drive from the basket. After an opening three-pointer early on, Jonathan Gray has been extremely frustrated. We get a timeout on the floor with 15:55 in our second half. Stopping the action, we'll take the same, a 30-second break. Now back to Philadelphia. Quakers lead the Red 45-35 on hits. 103-3.
Stop at your car wash. It was far cleaner than clean. When I wash my car wash.
Car washes help keep your car looking shiny and new. Professional car washing conserves water and saves time. Make your weekly stop at
My correction, I thought it was a 10 timeout, but it is going to be charged as the first media timeout of the second half. So we're 4:05 in the second session here in Philadelphia. Barry Leonard hits 103-3, and 9-2 run to start the opening 4:05 by the Quakers. They hit 4 of 7 shots here in the second half for 57%, 48% for the game. Cornell 1 out of 6, 16%. They're down to 42% on the night. Quakers with a 21-20 rebounding margin. Red now with 10 turnovers. Defense 8. And right now, the largest deficit facing Cornell is 45-35. Again, we have one Ivy League men's final. Princeton holds off Columbia, 72-66. And Harvard with a 12-point lead in the second half over Brown. So we'll keep abreast of those scores and showing how it impacts the Ivy League race. Again, this is the first full weekend of play on Friday, Saturday night. Jonathan Gray goes to the bench, frustrated. It's been a rough game for Gray. This game's already had 10 lead changes, all of them coming in the first half and off the media timeout. Penn will bring the ball down into the front court, and they will do so by the way of Cartwright. He'll bounce it on the right to Tony Hicks. Back up top to Henry, left side Cartwright, left of the arc. Renard tries to throw the entry pass inside, self-hold to left baseline. Took the ball away on the bounce, intended for Darian Nelson-Henry. Kressler in transition for Cornell, comes up top, will leave it left to back, will slash with the ball, bounce it behind him, out of Cancer. Jalal looks over at the bench, Cornell will run a set play, as Jalal will arc from the left side, so much of the set play, he knocks home a three-pointer. First of the second half for Cornell, 5 for Jalal, ends the run by Penn, 45-38, the Big Red Trail. Cartwright right of the arc. Pivoting, what do we got? Timeout Penn. Quick timeout by the Quakers, called by their coach, the
one of the all-time Ben greats, and Jerome Allen, member of three Ben championship teams through 1993 to 95. Over that three-year period, they set an Ivy League record for consecutive wins. He was part of a team that won 48 consecutive games. They were a perfect 14-0 in league play for three consecutive years. And he has taken a considerable amount of hate in the local media this year, as the Quakers are very uncharacteristic 4-15, but at 1-1 in the league, they're looking to stay in the race early on with a win tonight over Cornell, and we're 4-53 in to the second half, and right now it's a 45-38 Quaker lead over Cornell. It's a full team timeout. Again, let's update the scores. The final that we already gave you, Princeton over Columbia in men's play, 72-66. Dartmouth in the second half, about 6 minutes in Hanover, has an 11-point, 37-26 lead over Yale. And 5 minutes in to the second session at the Levine's Pavilion, Browns just can't chip away against Harvard. The Crimson atop the league at 3-0, and now looking to go 2-1 tonight. Princeton has improved to 3-0, but right now Harvard, who can move to 4-0 with a victory, has a 14-point, 55-41 advantage. Here it's 45-38, the Quakers. Off the timeout, the Red have a couple of snipers now. Selfo Kressler in the back line along with Cancer, who just hit the three-pointer. Peck and Fajin on the floor. Off the timeout, Penn will have it in their offensive front court. The limb down from the top of their bench, right side of the floor with 25 seconds to shoot, and they'll get the ball into the hands of a new player who's come in. That's Cameron Crocker. Crocker with three first half points. They take it deep left side, three-pointer, bang, Miles Cartwright. First basket of the second half, 48-38. This matches the biggest lead for Penn at 10. Presser to catch it right side. We'll take a left-hand dribble, come up top. Left of the arc, Selfo uses a Fajini screen. He'll come to the right of the foul line. Back it off to Josh. Left side, stops, pops, drops a three. Pick, pop, they call it. Fajini with his first three of the game. So the club's straight threes. 48-41, Penn leading Cornell. Brooks to catch it, top of the circle, off to Cartwright. Left side, Crocker. Crocker driving right to left. Cartwright to Brooks. Left side it goes, launching Patrick Lucas Henry. Boy, he's having the game of his life with 14 points, 51-41. Henry with 14 off the bench. Cancer quickly drives it for Cornell, dump it off inside, fumbling for Genie. Kicks it left, Kressler off the back iron on the three-point shot. Leaping rebound, Cameron Crocker. Started down the right side for Ben. As we're 6 minutes into the second half, and the Quakers with a 10-point lead, they were up at the half. They whip it inside. Nelson Henry clutches and misses on the shot. Ball is lost off the battle out of bounds. Last touch by Josh Fajini. So Cornell to defend as Ben will have 21 on their shot clock. 13:46 on the second half game clock. And again, it's a 10-point Quaker lead. And the ball will be inbounded from the left of the baseline by Cartwright. Get it in left side to Lucas Perry. Off to Cameron Crocker. To the right it goes to Greg Lewis into the game. Cartwright up top. Awkward looking three. Bounces off to the left baseline. It's tracked down by Selfo. And he'll come down off to Kressler. Center of the floor. To the left. To Cancer. Strong dribble. Comes inside. Floats inside. Puts up a one-hander for 2 points. Nice looking basket here in the second half for Jalal. 51-43 Penn. Cancer now at 7 points. The dribbler, the driver is Cameron Crocker, who exploded inside the paint. And he'll pick up a shooting foul as he just blew by the Cornell defender. And down low trying to defend was Josh Fajini. And they call Fruit on the Cornell club. Picks up his second foul. Team foul-wise, that's number three against Cornell. Two shots for Cameron Crocker. Along with his running mate, Miles Cartwright. They both hail from California. He's a lefty in and out on the first. Cartwright from Van Nuys, California. Crocker from Cypress. And here comes the sub for Cornell, Jonathan Gray. Again, he's had a rough game so far. He'll come back in for Dominic Selfo. with 13-10 on the second half clock, and Cornell looking to fight back. They're down 51, now make it 52-43 as the second one went up in the air and down for Crocker. 52-43 the Quakers. Here come the Red. They're right to left in the final 13 minutes. Cantor off to Gray. Backing the ball into the paint, right side. Kick it to the right arc. Pressler short on the three-point shot, leaping offensive rebound. Gray shoveled off to Fagini, who fumbled it left of the lane. Get it back outside of Cantor. Skip it all the way to the right baseline pick. Extra pass, Gray, right side. Stops, rolls home. A two-point jumper just inside the arc. Assist to Peck. Basket to Jonathan Gray. 52-45, the Big Red 12, 12.5, clock ticking in the second half from this historic Palestra. They hedge, they double team Crocker, comes left to the arc, get it behind him to the hot shooting Lucas Perry. Perry scissoring on the dribble, again they'll double team, again they throw it left. Dribbling now is Crocker. Crocker gets a screen, drives into the middle, drives left side, and he blows by Cornell again for a layup. The guards are beating Cornell into the middle. 54-45, the Quakers with the lead. Cantor sends it left to Pressler. Center of the floor, Gray. Right side pick. Left hand dribble to the foul line. Shovel it off to Fagini. Fakes the shot. Pushes it right to Cantor. Fagini screens. Jalal comes into the paint. Kicks it deep left baseline. Bang! Three-pointer, Pressler. His first of the game. Assist to Cantor. 54-48, basketball game, Penn leading Cornell. 11:40, second half from Philadelphia. Dribbling right, Cameron Crocker comes between the legs. They set a screen. Virginia Hedges will come off the screen. And now Crocker sails the ball left side of the floor, and he sails it out of bounds. As we get to the second media timeout of the half, it comes with 11:30 to play. Our break is only 60 seconds. We'll come back to Philadelphia. Red Trail 54-48 to Penn on Hits 103.3.
People all around are asking themselves some tough questions. Why is my internet always buffering?
Why doesn't satellite have more on-demand choices? Where did my savings go?
Wishing there was something better out there? There is. Come back to Time Warner Cable and see the difference. Guaranteed. Introducing the Better Guarantee from Time Warner Cable. We're so confident you'll see the difference. If you don't, we give you your money back.
Good.
Switch to better TV, internet, and phone with no long-term contract. Switch now, and we'll welcome you back with a $200 reward card.
Sounds better.
Call Time Warner Cable at 1-855-TWC-3333 today for the Better Guarantee and enjoy better. Whatever you're passionate about, we invent better ways to love it even more. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Restrictions apply. For complete list of eligibility, restrictions, terms, and conditions, please visit TWC.com/betterreward.
The place for Cornell basketball. Hits 103.3.
11:30 remains in our second half with the Palestra in Philadelphia. Barry Leonard hits 103.3. 54-48, Penn leading Cornell. Entering the game, Penn was shooting just 31% as a team from the three-point arc. Well, how about these numbers tonight? The Quakers have hit 9 of 16 threes. That's 56%. Normally 31%. They're 56%, 9 of 16. 50% overall for the game. Cornell at 47% shooting. They're 35 from the arc. Penn with a 1 rebound margin differential at 23-22 Cornell, and Penn each with 10 turnovers. Three Cornell players, Cantor, Kressler, Chemerinsky with 7, and Lucas Perry off the bench with 14 for Penn. And Anton Chemerinsky off the media timeout back into the game for Cornell, replacing Josh Fagini. Dribbling is Kressler, get it off on the right to Peck, we'll get it up top down to Cantor. Left side Gray, off to Kressler, who'll weave it up top. Jalal jumps the pass off to Kressler, drives the left baseline, clutches, kicks it right. Gray is open, short on the rim on the three-point shot. Henry Brooks off the rebound to Hicks to Cartwright. Left to right is Penn. The final 11 minutes. Six-point lead over the Red, 54-48. Up top, Lucas Perry. He's been unconscious, but he in and out on the head of the circle three. Chemerinsky got the ball ahead. It goes to Cantor. Here comes Cornell. They're still down to 6 points. Jalal will clear out on the dribble, sauntering left of the arc as Miller comes to the scorer's table, screened by Chemerinsky as he sends it right to Kressler, right of the arc. Peck, who screens for Gray goes back to Peck, drives the right baseline, and muscles the ball up with the right hand into the basket. Oh, Eric Peck. Authoritative drive from the right baseline. It's down a four, 54-50. Penn leading Cornell 10-20, second half of the Palestra. Way up top, it went to Greg Lewis. Off to the left, driving. Trying to fight his way to the basket was Tony Hicks. He wanted the foul as he drove it left baseline. Gray knocked the ball. He went to the floor, Hicks. Clean block, and not only was it a clean block, it went off the hand of the Penn player out of bounds. So an aggressive defensive play by Jonathan Gray. With 10-11 in the game, Miller will inbound in the backcourt as they loop it in a canter. He's going to be shaded by Lucas Berry. Red down four, 54-50. The last basket to Peck, cutting it to a four-point game. Peck will catch it. Spin into the middle. Turn around. Banker off the glass. The awakening for Eric Peck. Back-to-back baskets for this senior from Indianapolis. Two-point game, 54-52, Henley and Cornell. Lucas Berry, right side pass, Cartwright. Back up top, they lob it inside. The pass is stolen away. Hicks lobbed it, they deflected it. Cancer throws it ahead. Gray to Pat, trailing from the right. He'll lay it up and in. Tie ball game. Eric Peck, six unanswered points for Cornell. And our second tie of the game with 9:30 to play. Up top, Cartwright shoots a three and misses. Rebound Peck. He'll start it out for Cornell. Switching hands on the dribble, sauntering to the top of the circle. Flip it off to Sean Miller. He'll toss it to Jalal Cantor. Down 10, the Red have come back to deadlock this game at 54 apiece. Sauntering right is Cantor. Throws it up top, faking his Chemerinsky back to Jalal. Right side, right baseline back. He's feeling it. Jumps the pass out of the double team Miller. Extra pass left baseline for the lead. Jonathan Gray. Three-pointer. Here comes Cornell with a gigantic run. The Gray three-pointer makes it 57-54. Timeout Penn will take the same, a 30-second break, and a three-point lead on Hits 103.3.
Are you a lover of the sand and the sea? AAA and Royal Caribbean are offering fantastic cruises at unbelievable prices. Four-night Bahamas cruises start at just $229 per person. And seven-night Bermuda cruises sailing from Bayonne, New Jersey, start at $499 per person. Visit Ithaca AAA at 1284 Dryden Road or call 607-257-2515 for details on these and other exciting cruise and vacation opportunities. AAA, we're here to get you there. Terms and conditions may apply.
It's been a 14-2 Cornell run. They were down 9. They are now up 3. The Jonathan Gray left baseline three-pointer, giving the Red a three-point lead, and Eric Peck has been the conduit for Cornell. They come the other way. Nelson Henry beating Chemerinsky at the baseline. A lay it up and in. 4.7-8 for him. 57-56 Cornell. Bounding the dribble right side is Cantor. Right baseline Gray throws it to the right of the baseline of Peck. He muscles the ball. He's going to back in on the big man. He's going to fake jump and hit Eric Peck. Another basket for the senior. 59-56. Cornell with the three-point lead. That'll lob it into Nelson Henry. Goes up, gets hammered inside, but before he got hammered, he walked with the ball. That's about the third travel tonight, which has pretty much frustrated the Penn crowd, as Nelson Henry got hammered, but he took a baby step when he received the ball. 8:10 clock ticking from the Palestra. Three-point Cornell lead, and Eric Peck has ignited the Big Red. Cancer to Peck right side. Skip it left to Miller. Miller to Cancer. He dribbles left. Penn in a 2-3 matchup zone. Renard got in off the dead ball. And he will shake Cancer left side as he backflips it to Peck. Up top Jalal. Looking around at Peck with 10 seconds. Toss it to Gray, right side Cancer, 8. They throw the lob at the left baseline. It's deflected out of bounds by Penn. Did that in the first half, and Miller flushed the dunk. But right now, with 7:43 to play, we'll hit the media timeout. Cornell, which is 5 on their shot clock. Stopping the action will take the same, a 60-second break. A 3-point Cornell lead will return to Philadelphia on Hits 103.3.
Dark chocolate.
Honey, I have a dark secret to tell you.
You love Dunkin' Donuts dark chocolate mocha lattes, too.
How did you know?
I can see it in your eyes.
and the empty cups in our cup holder.
Deepen your love for chocolate with Dunkin's Dark Chocolate Mocha Coffees and Lattes. Indulge in the darker side of chocolate today. America runs on Dunkin'. Naturally and artificially flavored. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Wise man, what's the secret to finding love?
The key to finding love is giving love to others.
So you're saying I should buy Dunkin's new brownie batter donuts for all my friends?
You are wise, young grandfather.
It feels good to give. Share the love with Dunkin's Cupid's Choice and new brownie batter donuts. Pick up a dozen of your choice today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
With 81 stores since 1981, the Q's is a Dunkin' Donuts town. Celebrate with an 81-cent small hot coffee beginning January 1st. Syracuse runs on Dunkin'.
This is Cornell Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3.
Down 10 points here in the second half. Cornell with a huge run. They've gotten back into this contest. So it's 7:43 in regulation. They lead the Penn Quakers 59-56. Off this media timeout, Cornell, which is 5 seconds on their shot clock. And it's been the Eric Beck Show, the senior from Indianapolis, with 8 of his team-high 13 points here in the second half. He's hit all 6 of his field goals, and he also has 5 rebounds. Cornell has hit 11 of 19 shots here in the second half. Consequently, that 57% second half shooting has got him up to 52% for the game, and at 48%. And right now, they'll inbound the ball with Cantor from the left of the baseline with 5 seconds. They get it into Kressler. Back to Jalal. He posts up. He turns. He shoots an air ball over the rim. Grabbed off the rim by Gray. They fight for the ball inside the lane. And on the alternate arrow possession, it'll go Penn's way. My correction, it hit the rim. Thought it was going to be an air ball, but they had a live ball and great play by Gray. Unfortunately, the alternate arrow did not go Cornell's way. They'll get it the next time. 7:30, clock ticking from Philly. Red with a 3-point lead. They'll come down into the front court with Cartwright. Cartwright scooting right of the arc. Cartwright gave up his dribble. Fires it outside to Lucas Perry. Back to Cartwright. Red moving around in that 2-3. Darren Nelson Henry looking to set a ball screen. Now Fagini trying to fight him off as Cantor now comes behind the screen. They'll double team Cartwright. So the right Lucas Perry back to Cartwright. Shot clock down to 8 seconds. Cartwright with 7. They hands again to Nyan. Lucas Perry with 4. Top of the circle. Misses the 3. Fagini battling. Nelson Henry battling. He shoots and misses. Tipped around. Grabbed around. Right baseline. Renard came up with the ball and a traveling violation. Some untimely turnovers for Penn, and that will be the 14th turnover of the game. A costly one for the Quakers. As Regini comes out of the contest, Cornell's going to go small. They'll have Miller and, in effect, Peck, and 3 guards once again, Cantor, Kressler, and Gray. Here's Cantor between the legs, protecting the dribble into the front court. 3-point Cornell lead with 6:45 in the clock ticking in Philly. Peck picking. He'll catch it back on the right of the arc. Slash into the middle. Put up a leaner. Oh, continuation basket. Yes, count it. Foul against Penn. Eric Peck slicing his way into the lane. Put up a soft, soft shot that hit the rim. It dropped. The foul upcoming on Lucas Perry. 15 points for Eric Peck. He's been 7-for-7. He's been the most dynamic offensive player in the second half for Cornell. And he has given the Red a 61-56 lead. This is a 15-point swing of events as Penn was up 10 earlier in the second half. 3-point play opportunity. Eric Peck perfect on the free throw. 16 points for Eric Peck and a 62-56 Big Red lead, but there is still time with 6:30 to play from the Palestra. Bringing it down slowly as Crocker gets a ball screen by Nelson Henry. They jump out on the left side. We'll get it off to the players into the game. Dow Chalk right baseline is a Hicks. They'll work the ball around to the left baseline. Awkward looking shot off the side of the backboard taken by Cartwright, and the ball is out of bounds. And they save possession of Cornell. Cartwright has had a very, very quiet game tonight after 22 against Columbia on Friday. 62-56 Cornell. Cantor looking over at the Cornell bench. He's into the front court. Hits Gray.
Toss it back to Jalal. Red will come center of the floor with Cancer. Left side, Gray. He'll stop, pop in and out on the three-point shot, and the ball is lost out of bounds on the rebound by Cartwright. He cleanly boxed out Nolan Kressler, but just could not caravan the ball. Bill Courtney, a little bit demonstrative, extending the arms on the bench, looking at his assistants as the Red Hawks get a new shot clock under 6 minutes to go. We have the 62-56 lead. Kressler left side of back. Hand it off to Cancer. Jalal again will take it back out. He'll run the Cornell offense as he pounds that dribble. He's about 5 feet over the midcourt line. Now he'll bounce it off to Kressler. Regular run clock as Cancer gets it left side, comes up top, bounces to the foul line back. Extra bounce pass inside, clutching his Miller, going up under pressure, shot it and missed. Rebound shot. Ahead it goes to Cameron Crocker. Here come the Quakers, down 62-56 with 5:25 in the second half. Pounding it right is Crocker. Screen by Darren Nelson Henry. They don't use the screen. Skip it deep, left side, three-pointer. Tony Hicks. Gigantic momentum basket for Penn. 62-59 in the Big Red. Approaching 5 minutes from the Palestra. Gray off to Cancer. Dribbles up top. 2-3 zone by the Quakers. Over the zone. Gray hard off the rim on the three-point right side shot. Ball is rescued down. And here comes Penn. Here comes Crocker. Changing hands. Driving to the left baseline. Tries to reverse the dribble, but he's caught. He's trapped left baseline by Eric Peck. And a timeout, Penn. Stopping the action with 4:49 to play. 62-59. Cornell leading Penn. 30 seconds. Our break. Stay with us on Hits 103.3.
Your money is stretched in so many directions. Investing for your future may not be a big slice of the pie right now. That's where Wells Fargo Advisors can help. Our financial advisors take a look at all of your assets, the whole picture, no matter where your money is invested. We'll design a plan to help get you to and through retirement. Wells Fargo Advisors. With you when you need a financial advisor, fully invested in you.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC. Member SIPC.
Has left the Palestra in Philadelphia, a Big Red Thriller, as we like to call them, on Hits 103.3, 62-59 Cornell. Again, at one point, the Red down 10 in the second half. They have the advantage. There's 26 on the shot clock for Penn, and they will inbound the ball from the deep left baseline with Cameron Crocker. Crocker looking. Throw it in left side. It went to Jock. Jock gets it back to Tony Hicks. Again, three guards on the floor for Penn. Crocker left side. Off it goes. Cartwright left side. Three launches and misses. Rebound. Came out to Nolan Kressler. Off to Jalal Cancer. He'll slowly take it down for Cornell. 4:30 to play in the Reds with a three-point lead. Cancer pounding it. Comes up top. Push it right. Kressler. Ball was blocked underneath. He got blocked on the three-point shot. Crowd thought it was an air ball, and they come in transition. Right side, Tony Hicks, just inside the arc, down to a one-point Cornell lead. It's 62-61. Here come the Reds. Again, they're right to left in the final 4 minutes as Kressler will send it off to Cancer. Jalal comes up top. Red facing the 2-3 zone. Peck's shot fake at the foul line. Gives it up to Kressler. Off to Cancer. Back to Peck. Spinning into the lane. Jumps the pass off to Gray. Back in to Peck. Posting up. Spinning. What a move at the baseline. He goes up off the glass. All Ivy move by Eric Peck. He has exploded here in the second half. 64-61 Cornell. They come inside. Miller from the backside knocked the ball off the driving hand of Miles Cartwright. It went out of bounds at the left baseline, and we get to the media timeout. Penn will keep possession. 3:35 from Philadelphia. Red with a three-point lead. A 60-second break. We'll come back. Stay with us. It's a Big Red Thriller on Hits 103.3.
Winter is a great time to chill out with friends over a lazy Sunday. Bubbles and brunch at the Boatyard Grill. The fireplace is always roaring, and you can warm your spirits with endless mimosas. Boatyard brunch favorites include choices like cast iron skillet breakfast with homemade scones or classic crab benedict. Savor fluffy omelets just the way you like them. Or, for the ultimate brunch, New Orleans-style French toast served with the Boatyard's famous Big Red Bloody Marys, along with their regular menu, Sunday brunch is served from 11:30 till 2, featuring endless mimosas with any of your favorites or classic brunch items. The Boatyard Grill, Ithaca's restaurant for all seasons. The only thing they overlook is Cayuga Lake. The Boatyard Grill. For call ahead seating, dial 256-2628 or 256-BOAT.
Place for Cornell basketball. Hits 103.3.
Nobody is left. This historic venue, the Palestra in Philadelphia. I'd say we have upwards of 6,000 tonight. Barry Leonard hits 103.3. The numbers 335 in regulation. Cornell with a 3-point, 64-61 lead over Penn. In the Eric Beck Show, the senior from Indianapolis, with 13 of his team and game-high 18 points in the second half. Eric has not missed. He's hit all 8 of his shots, but right now, it's the staple of Cornell and Bill Courtney's philosophy defense that needs to dig in for Cornell. Off this media timeout, our final one of the game. They'll have 26 seconds, and they will inbound the ball from right underneath the left baseline, and Crocker will be the inbounds man. As they stack it up off the inbounds, they try to get the ball in. Crocker will fire it in left side, launching a three, and staring a three is Sal Jacques. Tie game at 64. Third tie of the contest. Cornell and Penn, 3:20 remaining. Cancer on the dribble. He'll come up top. Left side, Gray. Back to Jalal. Active 2-3 zone by Penn. Cancer. Left side, Gray. Foul line back. Not deflected. He'll get it back at the foul line. Push it left. Gray for the lead. Left side. Knocks down a three. Huge 3-point basket for Cornell. Jonathan Gray gives the lead to the Red. It's 67-64. Our 12th lead change of the game. Here's Penn coming down. Dribbling right is Jock with 2:50 to play. The Red hedge on him. He'll kick it left now to Cartwright. Back to Jock. Driving it, right as hits. Cut off at the right baseline. They jump up in the air, throw it off to Nelson Henry. He lumbers into the paint, throws up a hook from the right baseline. 2 points. Nelson Henry beating two Cornell players, 67-64. Grand transition off to Kressler, came to the foul line, knocked the player to the floor. Crocker, although I thought it was a bit of an act, but he might have very well stepped into him. A little extra French pastry by Crocker falling down. That's a player control offensive foul against Cornell. Keep in mind, both teams well under the bonus. Cornell with 14 fouls, Penn with 2. 2:25 in the game. Red with a 1-point lead at 67-66. Dribbling right is Crocker. Crocker on the dribble. Fires it in. Miller overplaying the entry pass intended for Nelson Henry. He knocks it out of bounds. 22 seconds on the Penn shot clock. 2:16 in the game. A 1-point lead for Cornell. Crocker looking on the inbounds. Cartwright, 3-pointer, lead to Penn. Miles Cartwright makes it 69-67. The Quakers leading Cornell, approaching 10 minutes. Kressler in the front court, Red looking for a good shot. We'll get it off to Cancer. Jalal coming, center of the floor, bouncing on the right to Peck. Peck back to the basket, hands it back to Cancer. Jalal gave up his dribble. Back to Peck, 14 on the shot clock, drives the right baseline, jumps the pass off, it's deflected away and lost. Peck tried to pass it, it was deflected, and Crocker comes up with it. 2-point Penn lead, a minute 35 in our second half. Penn going to wind the clock down in this set as Crocker will dribble right of the arc. Nelson Henry was going to pick. Now he's going to come back and pick. They come off the pick, and they switch it with Miller. Left side, Carr fires it inside. Got it away by Miller. Picked up by Gray. Here comes Cornell down two. Gray circling right of the arc with a minute 18 to play. Timeout, Big Red will take the same. 117 from Philadelphia. Red down two. 30 seconds, our break. Stay with us, please, on Hits 103.3.
Fact. At least 3 times a day, you think about what you're going to eat that day. If you're one of many that must eat gluten-free, then bring your hungry self to Chow Wood-Fired Pizza and Pasta. Find a full menu of gluten-free options, including wood-fired chicken wings, spinach and shrimp salad, pastas, pizza, seafood, and steak, gluten-free Red Bridge beer, and Angry Orchard hard cider, too. Stop soon at Chow Wood-Fired Pizza and Pasta on North Triphammer Road in Ithaca.
which has had three ties and unofficially 12 lead changes. It's come down to this, a minute 17 in regulation. Van leading Cornell, 69-67. The long three-pointer by the All-Ivy candidate guard, Miles Cartwright, has given Van the lead. Cornell has had a brilliant second-half effort out of Eric Beck, the senior from Indianapolis, with 13 of his 18 points here in the second stanza. And off this timeout, no change for Cornell. Cancer, Gray, Kressler, Miller, and Beck. This is an excellent offensive unit. And Dan breaks the huddle under their fourth-year coach, Jerome Allen. Cornell with plenty of time, 31 on the shot clock, and they'll inbound it from the right side of the floor. About 15 feet over midcourt, Cantor throws it into Kressler. Kressler sends it left to Beck. Slash into the lane, jumps up in the air. Did he get fouled? Yes. Beck exploding again into the middle, drawing traffic, and he gets fouled by Ben, and he will go to the free throw line with a minute 13 in the game. Foul against Jock, so free throws upcoming for Eric Beck. A minute 13 on the game clock, 69-67. And here is Eric Beck into a noisy crowd, hit the rim, trickle around and down. He got the bounce for Eric Beck. 69-68, Beck with now 19 points. Season high was 21 against St. Francis of Pennsylvania. Beck eyes the second, hits the second. What a night for Eric Beck. 20 points for the senior, tied at 69. Timeout Cornell will take the same, a 30-second break. I'll be back on Hits 103.3.
Experience authentic Italian dining in the Taverna Banffy restaurant on Cornell's campus at the Statler Hotel. Featuring a locally crafted dinner menu of seasonal selections from the Finger Lakes and an award-winning wine list, it's the perfect choice for a quick bite for dinner before or after the Cornell game. Part of Cornell School of Hotel Administration, you'll experience friendly, enthusiastic service each and every time you visit. Taverna Banffy and the Statler Hotel on campus. Call 254-2565. That's 254-185-65.
A big red thriller from the Palestra here in Philadelphia. Minute 13 in regulation. We are deadlocked at 69. Cornell and the Penn Quakers. Two Eric Beck free throws. His 19th and 20th points have given us our fourth tie of the game. Ready to put the full court pressure on as Cantor will guard the dribbler, Cameron Crocker. Approaching a minute to play. Off to the right it goes to Dow Jock. Back to the left, Darren Nelson Henry. Way out on the left arm. Off to Crocker. Driving. They hedge. They double team Crocker. Crocker is double teamed, and what do we got? Bill Courtney can't believe it, and quite honestly, I don't blame him. They double teamed left side of the floor. And the personal foul comes up against who? Comes up against Cornell. It's against Sean Miller. Red have hit five team fouls now. 50 seconds in the game, 30 on the bench shot clock. Up top hits, off to the left, Cartwright. Entry pass, Miller steals the ball. It was intended for Nelson Henry. Cancer in transition, will dribble down into the front court. What do we have here? We have a whistle to stop the play. Sean Miller playing post defense, denied the entry pass. Red looked to break in transition, and the game has been stopped with 41 seconds. 31 seconds on the overall game clock, 34 on the Big Red shot clock. Red were breaking in transition, so in effect, this is a dead ball, which allows Cornell to make their subs, and now Bill Courtney says, you know what, I'm going to take a timeout to reorganize things. Stopping the action, we'll keep it here. 41 seconds in regulation. The only thing I can think of is that Bill Courtney was screaming for a timeout. The ref's whistle stopped the game with 41 seconds. And only a second had gone off Cornell's shot clock in the transition from defense to offense. And rather than have it a bit unsettled, the third-year coach signaled for time. There's 7 seconds differential between the overall game clock and Cornell's shot clock. We're going to have 34 on their clock. There's 41 seconds in the game. We're tied at 69. Cornell and Penn. Again, no change for Cornell with the exception of Kressler. He's back into the game. The inbounder from midcourt will be Jonathan Gray. Gets it into Jalal Cantor. Let's see what the Red will do. Cantor, slight crouch, tosses it right to Peck. He will slash. He'll drive the right baseline, and he got the ball knocked out of bounds by Penn. Wow. The crowd here at the Palestra thought he lost it. Dow Jock knocked it out of bounds. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Miller gets it in to Gray. Off to Kressler. Back to Cantor. Under 20 on the Big Red shot clock. Jalal looking over at the Cornell bench. 15 seconds. 21 seconds in the game. Tied at 69. Cantor pounding it with 9. With 8. Jalal will start with 7. With 6. Spin the drive. Up and off the glass. It's in. Cantor with the driving left side layup. 71-69. We got 7 seconds in the game. Cartwright driving. Cartwright spinning with 3. Cartwright moving left. What do we got? Timeout Penn. They initially did not elect to call for time. They brought the ball into the front court, and as Cartwright was spinning left, Jerome Allen calls for time. 2.7 seconds in the game. And on the other end of the floor, the man of the hour is Jalal Cantor, the sophomore guard with the biggest shot of his Cornell career, a spinning left side layup with the shot clock winding down to make it 71-69. There's 2.7 in regulation. Keep in mind, Cornell has a foul to give. The Big Red have a foul to give off the inbounds if they want, but what you don't want to do is give a foul in the act of shooting. Then with 2.7 seconds in the game, and Cameron Crocker's going to check back in. Let's see if the Reds sub defensively. Wouldn't be surprised if Miles Asapo-Ajay comes in for defense. With 2.7 in the game, Jalal Cantor, a spinning, driving, left side shot off glass, giving Cornell a 71-69 advantage, and yes, they bring Asapo-Ajay into the game for Nolan Kressler. Miller undoubtedly will use those long arms to guard the inbound. Now he can lob it to Henry over the middle or set up a shooter. Crocker will be the inbound man, or will he, as we get a timeout on the floor. Stop of the action, timeout Cornell, 2.7 to play. 71-69 Red, 30 seconds our break on Hits 103.3. A quick timeout. We are back at the fabled Palestra here in Philadelphia with 2.7 in the game. Cornell with a 2-point lead, 71-69. Bill Courtney called the timeout. He wanted to see what type of formation off the inbounds Ben was setting up. And again, they'll keep their same lineup on the floor. And the inbounds man again will be Cameron Crocker. They spread the floor off the inbounds. 2.7 in the game. 2-point corner lead. Crocker looking. Looking. He throws it in. 5-second call! He could not get it in. And it's a 5-second call. 5-second call against Penn. They could not get the ball in with 2.7 to play, and now Cornell playing a defense-offense platoon. They want to get Kressler. They do get him into the game. Kressler comes in for Asapo-Ajay. Penn has to foul immediately. 2.7 in the game. Miller looking to inbound the ball. They look. They bounce it into Gray. He's trapped deep at the baseline. Crowd wanted to travel. 8-tenths of a second come off the game clock, and Gray is fouled deep at the baseline, and that is team foul number 5. So then with fouls to give, they can give still another foul. The only problem is there's 1.9 in the game. Foul against the Quakers. They'll throw it in. They fire it into the front court. It's deflected by Peck, picked up by Jock, and Cornell escapes tonight in the Palestra. What a terrific basketball game, a big red thriller. Cornell rallying from 10 points down in the second half. And a driving left side shot by Jalal Cantor in the closing seconds of play has given Cornell a dramatic 71-69 victory over Ben in a game which lived up to the hype. Two clubs which love to go up and down the floor. And Cornell holds off Ben 71-69. A big bear hug in midcourt by Bill Courtney to Miles of Sapo Ajay. And this was certainly a game which will be remembered for many, many a year at Cornell as the Reds come into the fabled Palestra. They end Ben's five-game home winning streak in this building as they defeat the Quakers tonight 71-69. So Cornell with the second Ivy League win of the season. They improved to 2-2 in the league. 10-11 on the season. Ben drops to 4-16. They are 1-2 in Ivy League play. And Cornell escaping tonight here with a two-point victory, 71-69. It is time for the post-game report. It's going to come your way next on Hits 103.3. It's brought to you by College Town Bagels with the best selection of sandwiches, coffees, and smoothies. There's nowhere else you'd rather go after the game than CTV. The food is fresh, the staff is fun, and they're open until 2 a.m. College Town Bagels, your home away from home. What a contest we had tonight. Big Red Thriller, Red win it, 71-69. Back with the stats, post-game reaction, player of the game, and more on Hits 103.3.
Hey, throwback! Matt Doe's live! Give the can a sip! Touch yourself to flat! Real sugar soda back! When Pepsi Throwback comes along, you must drink it, and then we change the song. Because we drank it, you'll see we are wrong. Now drink it in your mouth, shake it out, get a rush, go retro to the robot. Try to resist it, it's not too late to drink it. Drink it good. When Pepsi Throwback comes along, you must drink it, and then we change the song. Because we drank it, you'll see we aren't wrong. If you drink it, that's over.
That was Drink It by Devo, brought to you by Pepsi Throwback, a real sugar blast from the past.
Cost Cutters is a full-service salon that has it all, cuts, color, and product. You won't believe all you'll get at Cost Cutters for your money. Let's ask this person what they got.
Oh, I come in here every month. I walk in with a hat on, and I walk out with my hair all perfect and shiny and healthy. And I feel great, too. Cost Cutters definitely keeps me within my budget.
Wow, I'm loving all this great style and the rich, brilliant color I'm seeing. It's amazing how much value you can get for your money at Cost Cutters.
It's time for the Big Red Basketball Postgame Report. A look back at tonight's Cornell contest. Here's Barry Leonard.
Big Red Thriller in the city of brotherly love tonight. Cornell rallies from 10 points down in the second half. They defeat Penn here at the Palestra 71-69. This is the College Town Bengals postgame report on Hits 103.3. Time for our Big Red Players of the Game, brought to you by Cuba Lake Cruises. Now looking for spring and summer outings along the MV Columbia, serving lunch, dinner, and brunch. Cuba Lake Cruises, 607-256-0898. This young man was on the postgame in Columbia. Hit the game-winning basket in the closing seconds. Jalal Cantor. Man, I thought Columbia was a tight one, but congrats. This was really, again, a team effort. You guys earned all 40 minutes of a victory tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we played tough last night. And, like, we kind of let up in the second half. I mean, we gave up 61%, I think Coach said, in the second half. So we really wanted to come out and make a statement defensively. So I think in the second half, we were able to get a bunch of stops, get out in transition, and, you know, kind of get the pace of the game going in our favor.
Guys shot 54% in the second half, 50% from three. Watching the body language, you know, there was no nervousness during the timeout. You guys worked it in the half court. I think Sean got to the ball on defense by denying the post pass down low. And you were as cool as ice, I thought, out on the floor. You were, again, in control of the flow. And
give us the play that you got to the basket on.
We were pretty in control. Coach wanted to hold it out, get a good shot off. If we had to play D, we were going to, but he really just wanted to get a good shot off. It was a flat screen, try and get some penetration, get the defense to help, and I had the opportunity to go all the way if no one stopped me or kicked it out to a shooter. So I had a mismatch. I got by my guy, spin move into the lane, and I was able to get up and elevate over.
You guys were down 10, but I think you knew going into the game, if you continue to execute that defense to offense transition, that you were going to get shots, and that's certainly what happened here in the second half.
We knew it was going to come down to defense against stops, We're a really good team. We can get out and run in transition, So the second half, we were able to get stop after stop and really got the game going and were able to get even baskets.
So much hype goes to your sophomore teammate, Sean Miller, but I thought tonight, for long stretches of the game, best player on the floor was your senior forward, Eric Peck. He just took over the game, I think, midway through that second half.
You would say he was in kind of a slump, and he really picked us up, Without that performance, we were still fighting, but he really picked us up, Cam. He just plays, and when he plays, there's not a lot of people that can stop him, He's a strong kid, he's quick. That was a heck of a performance right here.
Two road wins now. It's gut check time. You guys are still right in this race at 2-2.
Yeah, if we can keep it up, just keep playing full 40 minutes, we can play with everybody in the league, so. Got a big week coming up. Go practice. Get ready for our next opponent. Try and get another win.
Jalal Cantor, 9 points, 4 assists, no turnovers. Thanks for coming on our post-game show. We'll see you on the bus.
Thank you, Bert.
Okay, that's Jalal Cantor, one of our two Big Red players of the game. Again, brought to you by Cue the Lake Cruises. We'll bring in the second co-player of the game. Quite honestly, I've watched him now for 4 years, and Eric Peck, first off, congratulations. It was a gut check, a great team win. You came from 10 points down.
Yeah, thank you.
I honestly think this was the best game I've seen you play at Cornell.
Yeah, I looked around the bench, and it's kind of like everyone's faces are down. I think we were down 7 at one point, and it was one of those things where it was like, either I'm going to come in and play, or our season's going to be over pretty much. Our chance to win the Ivy League title, so... It's one of the things, like you said, the gut check. These are going to step up and man up and play well, or that's it. So,
I thought it was a frustrating game for a lot of people, including yourself, last night. And it's funny how one night later, the style of this pace is so much more conducive to both teams, and you were just flowing. You had a stretch where you had 6 to 8 consecutive points, and you took over, but I think you took over in the type of environment that you want to play in, the up and down pace, and get the ball in open space.
Right, and I just kind of told myself, I'm not going to worry about anybody else, let's do the thing, vlog, and other stuff. Just one of the things where I'm just having fun, it's my senior year, go out there and play, and coach is going to get on me, when I make a mistake anyway, so it's one of the things where it's just go for it almost, just go play, and I think I did a pretty good job tonight.
Yeah, you didn't miss a shot, and I thought Jalal was magnificent, that last play with the shot clock winding down, I just thought you guys showed the poise. You're an upperclassman, I thought Jalal, everybody showed the poise you need to pull out these road ones.
Yeah, he hit a big time shot, and he kind of hit three, a couple possessions before, which is pretty big as well, so he played very well. Johnny came off the bench and hit some big trade balls, Nolan hit a couple big shots, so I think we did a good job as a team.
2-2, you're right in this thing, and now you get a chance to come home next weekend.
Right, just went out and go from there, so.
Eric Beck, 20 points, 5 rebounds, we appreciate you coming on, congrats on the win, we'll see you on the bus.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that's Eric Beck, one of our two Big Red players of the game, brought to you by Cue the Lake Cruises. Let's bring in, as always, for a post-game reaction, Bill Courtney. Coach, I saw you literally bear hug Miles Asafo Ajayi after the game. I thought you were gonna break him in half, but while Columbia was sweet, this one is even sweeter because you were down 10, and the pace of the game kept going back and forth. But what a gut check! This is a huge moment for this relatively young basketball team that you've got.
Oh, no question about it. You got to get your glasses checked, Barry, because that was Eric Hunt.
That's not the second hug.
Yeah, it was huge, especially for him. He's been struggling with his game, and for a stretch there, he just took over the basketball game. He played like the player that we know he can be. And, like you said, to be down 10 on the road in a hostile environment, to survive when those guys are shooting lights out like they were, it's a really a testament to our kids, and to be able to bounce back from the disappointment of last night, that's what you got to do in this league to compete.
Yeah, this is a great college basketball game. Each team shot 50%, but I thought when you had to make some defensive stops or plays, Jalal's basket is set up by the post defense. If Sean Miller doesn't deny that post pass, you're not getting out in transition. So it started again like you wanted to on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, we didn't do a great job defensively, but we did get, like you say, key stops. You know, we needed to get some possessions. We did do a little switching. We did a little trapping on the ball screen to try to throw them off a little bit. And that group at the end really did a great job of getting some key stops and rebounding the basketball.
You know, I asked you in New York City the other week at the Columbia game about Jalal was at a crossroads. I thought again that, you know, he just orchestrated what you wanted, his body language, he just set things up, and then he gets the game-winning basket for you.
Very nice. You just jinxed him on the field because you said the same thing to Columbia. But yeah, again, when he plays under control, he can be a very good player. It starts with him running the team, and then his offense will come to him. And when guys are making shots, that really helps him because it gives him a little bit more space on the floor. And I thought Nolan and Dom and Johnny making a few shots gave him a chance to open up the floor a little bit and get some driving lanes.
Yeah, I was going to say, a bounce back for John Gray, 8 points in the second half, and he took him out in the first half. He was frustrated trying to bowl his way to the basket. But again, Peck, Gray, seniors, reorganizing themselves and coming up huge for you down the stretch.
That's what we talked about in the locker room just now. I mean, you know, guys aren't playing well. You're not doing a great, you know, if you're individually not playing well, don't lay your head down. You know, don't, you know, put your head down. Stay with it. You know, pick yourself back up and keep playing. And I thought Eric was a testament to that tonight. Johnny struggled in the first half, came back in and did a great job in the second half.
Two road wins, you're back to 2-2 in the league, and you get to go home for a weekend.
Yeah, this has been a very tough stretch to have three of your first four in a row and at some teams and at Columbia, and to get out of the 2-2, you know, I think we got to be satisfied with that, and hopefully now we can go home and protect home turf.
A big red thrill in Philadelphia. Congrats, Coach. We'll see you on the bus on a great win.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, that's Bill Courtney, his post-game thoughts on a huge Cornell comeback win tonight. Rallying from 10 in the second half, they defeat Penn 71-69. One more break on our post-game report. Come back, run down the stats, give you the scoreboard, and wrap it up. From Philadelphia, Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3.
Welcome to this Community Medical Minute, brought to you by Cayuga Medical Center and Cayuga Area Physicians Alliance, keeping patients at the center of everything they do.
I'm Dr. Marty Stallone, Medical Director of the CMA Hospitalist Service at Cayuga Medical Center. A hospitalist is a physician who specializes in treating patients with medical conditions that require treatment in a hospital setting. We orchestrate all aspects of the delivery of hospital care, and we work with a full range of medical and surgical subspecialists to meet each and every patient's individual needs. Our team is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and can respond to the bedside within minutes if an urgent need arises. Our hospitalists communicate often with your primary care doctor during the hospital stay and at discharge to make sure the transitions of care both into and out of the hospital are seamless. While no one wants to be in the hospital, if you do need to be admitted, take comfort in knowing there is a capable and caring team of doctors ready to help you along your journey to better health.
The Community Medical Minute has been brought to you by Cayuga Medical Center, where the center is you, and Cayuga Area Physicians Alliance, online at cayugamed.org.
People all around are asking themselves some tough questions.
Why is my internet always buffering?
Why doesn't satellite have more on-demand choices? Where did my savings go?
Wishing there was something better out there? There is. Come back to Time Warner Cable and see the difference. Guaranteed. Introducing the Better Guarantee from Time Warner Cable. We're so confident you'll see the difference. If you don't, we'll give you your money back.
Sounds good.
Switch to better TV, internet, and phone with no long-term contract. Switch now, and we'll welcome you back with a $200 reward card.
Sounds better.
Call Time Warner Cable at 1-855-TWC-3333 today for the Better Guarantee and enjoy better. Whatever you're passionate about, we invent better ways to love it even more. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Restrictions apply. For complete list of eligibility, restrictions, terms, and conditions, please visit TWC.com/betterreward.
Ithaca's Hit Music Station is your exclusive home for Cornell basketball. Catch all the action all season long right here on Hits 103.3.
Well,
71-69. Cornell rallies from a 10-point second-half deficit to defeat the Penn Quakers for their second Ivy League win of the season. Barry Leonard with you. We're going to wrap things up on Hits 103.3. But first, a couple of sponsors to take care of. Our final stats brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Most important stat, the score. 71-69 for the game. Cornell shot 50%, 53% in the second half, 34% from three, 70% from the free throw line, and 50% for the game, 50% from three, and 33% attempted just three foul shots tonight. Rebounds 29-28 Penn. Cornell with 13 turnovers to Penn 17. Penn with 24 out of 28 baskets assisted. Cornell had 14 assists to 28 baskets. The Big Red with two block shots and seven steals. Penn with five block shots and five steals. You heard our Big Red players of the game. Eric Beck leading all scorers with 20 points on 8 of 8 shooting. Jamal Cantor finished with 9 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals. No turnovers. 11 for Jonathan Gray. They were the big players for Cornell tonight. For Penn, 14 points for Patrick Lucas Perry. 10 points apiece for Tony Hicks and Darren Nelson Henry. Well, did a great job on Miles Cartwright. 3 of 12 shooting, held to just 8 points. He did have 9 assists, but Cornell, a 2-point victory tonight on a last-second basket by Jamal Cantor and a defensive stop, 5-second call, and then Cornell holds on to win, 71-69. One final look at the scoreboard, brought to you by Cornell Laundry and Dry Cleaning Center. We've got two other finals. Dartmouth gets their first Ivy League win of the year. They defeat Yale 71-62. Princeton holds off Columbia 72-66. We have 20 seconds remaining in Cambridge. Harvard trying to hold on. They lead Brown 68-64. So we do know that Princeton is now 3-0 in the league. If Harvard holds on, they'll improve to 4-0. Brown, if they lose, will drop to 2-2. Cornell now improves to 2-2. You've got Yale at 1-3, Dartmouth at 1-3, and Penn at 1-2. And on that note, it's going to wrap things up. Our next Cornell broadcast on Hits 103.3 will be next Friday night from Newman Arena in Ithaca as the Big Red return home, and they will take on, within 20 seconds, of course, the undefeated league Harvard Crimson. That'll be our next broadcast on Hits. It begins with a 6:30 pregame show. I'll be joined again on home games by former Cornell All-Ivy big man Eric Taylor with the 7 o'clock tip. On that note, tonight's broadcast of Big Red Basketball on Hits 103.3, brought to you by our presenting sponsors, the Tompkins Trust Company, locally focused, a world of possibilities, by Tom Warner Cable, featuring their all-the-best triple play option, and by Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Again, it's Cornell Harvard Basketball. That's Friday night from Newman and Ithaca. Pre-game coverage at 6:30 on Hits, the tip-off at 7 o'clock. Thanks to our student engineer, Leon. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. Again, the final score from the Palestra in Philadelphia in a Big Red thriller. The Red rally to defeat Penn 71-69. Barry Leonard wishing you an enjoyable Saturday night. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody, and we'll speak to you next Friday on the radio home of the Red. It's 103.3. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to exclusive live play-by-play coverage of Cornell basketball on Ithaca's hit music station, Hits 103.3. Big Red Basketball is a production of Cornell Athletics in conjunction with Hits 103.3, a Cayuga Radio Group station. Be sure to join us next time for all the action of Cornell basketball on Hits 103.3.
WYXL, HT2, Ithaca, all hits, all the time, Hits 103.3.
So what I'm gonna do.
the hits. Had to leave something for the other guys. Hits 103.3.